If I ever see a hat on a bed in this house, man, like, you'll never see me again. I'm gone.
That makes two of us.
Why a hat?
Because that's just the way it is, sweetie. But the most important thing is the goddamn hat. Goddamn hat on a bed is the king of them all. Hell, that's worth at least, what, 15 years bad luck? Or even death? And I'd rather have death because I couldn't face no 15-year hex.
You're not gonna believe the shit that happened to me tonight. Who put the goddamn hat on the bed? For Christ's sake, get this goddamn hat off the bed!
Mulberry. Film, television, and pop culture. It's where you find it.
Ah, good. New acquisitions. You are a protocol droid, are you not?
I am C-3PO.
Yes or no will do.
Who? But yes.
How many languages do you speak?
Oh, Lord, goodness gracious me. I'm a gay man's golden fantasy. Programmed for homo ecstasy. 10 million forms of gay positioning. For my golden shower, you must pay a fee. But R2-D2 gives it up for free. R2-D2, what's your language? Always having sex with robotic strangers.
Splendid.
You dirty, filthy cyborg.
So, what's your poison? What do you drink? Okay, forget I asked.
Vodka.
Vodka. When do you drink vodka?
Whenever.
A lot?
Tons.
By noon, I need them 8,000 hens moved into their new cages. Sometimes they don't want to cooperate. But you give them a good shaking, that'll settle down for you.
Do the chickens have large talons?
Do they have what?
Large talons.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Remember this? Thunderdome! Woohoo! Hey, everybody! Woohoo! Hey, this isn't Thunderdome. It's Nora Mulberry. Hey.
One man leave.
Yes, two men enter, one man leave, Steven. So one of us will be dead by the end of the night. Oh. Hey, we're here. It's Friday. It's time for Nowhere in Mulberry. Film, television, pop culture. Film, television, pop culture. I said it. Without messing up. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We're back. We're here to talk film, television, movies, TV shows, all that kind of stuff. And I don't do it alone. I am Jason. I do it with Steven, the pop culture zealot. How you doing, Steven?
Hey, I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing great, except for all the problems we're having doing the show live. We also have here Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. How you doing, Bill?
I'm excellent.
Bill, I was just saying how we've had all sorts of weird technical problems on the show.
Yes.
We're trying to do it live on Ustream. I don't know what's going on. It sounds like crap. We're starting the show like an hour late. But
wow, we are. I didn't even realize that.
Thank goodness we record the show. We'll release it as a podcast, and no one will know the difference. The only thing that sucks is all the people who are in our chat room trying to listen.
Yeah, they've been in and out of the chat room all night, but Andy's in there from the Hollywood Saloon, Credo, M. Daddio, Rowdy G, Udnasha, just talking.
That sucks, because I set it on the lowest possible setting for sound quality, like 11 kilohertz. Okay?
Yeah, it sounds like AM radio.
And I was hoping that would sound at least choppy or something. At least they could hear it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But basically, we got to do the show. The show must go on. So hopefully the sound will get better over time. I don't know. Let's go ahead and do the show like we always would and get this thing going.
Okay.
Let's just forget about all the problems. I don't know if it's their problem, my problem, whatever, but we'll figure it out in the interim, the downtime between the next show. We'll have it all figured out, okay? So right now, you know, we're back. We took a week off of the show. And I keep telling myself I want to say all of our information on how to contact us at the beginning of the show, but I always forget. So I just want to say go to nowhereinmulberry.com to complain about trying to listen live and you couldn't. Call us at 1-206-202-3491 for a voicemail. You can complain there also. nimpodcast@gmail.com. You can email us. We get lots of nice emails from people. I got a few emails this week from more than one person saying that the downloads weren't working on Mulberry Old School. I tried it. They did work, so I don't know what's going on. Maybe sometimes a host does maintenance or something like that. I don't know. Maybe something goes down for a day, then it's back up. So all I would say is just try later if it doesn't work when you try it. So I don't know about that. But anyway, we're back. We talk about TV shows, and a lot of our TV shows have gone. So basically, when all your shows are gone, what are you going to watch? Because I watch TV anyway. I got to find stuff to watch. Perhaps there are shows that pop up in the summertime still watch. For instance, maybe a new show on NBC, Bill, called The Listener, premieres next week. It's about a guy who...
What's he listening to?
He's listening to our...
The Heartbeat of America.
Our brains, the Heartbeat of America.
Wow, Steven.
That'd be a bad tagline on to a show.
I know, isn't
it? Watching that show.
I ain't watching that.
But also, there's this Warehouse 13 show on Sci-Fi. Ooh.
Warehouse 13?
Top Chef Masters, Bill. I saw a commercial of that. I got kind of excited.
Yeah, that's worth all the like the real chefs.
That might be interesting. Now, Bill, before we get into that stuff, there's been some cancellations. There are every year. A lot of shows canceled. And then a lot of shows.
Sadly.
Know, some shows we like are renewed, like Heroes, thank God. Smallville. Which, did you hear this? Smallville is from now on going to be on Fridays next season.
Yeah, that's a genius move.
Well, think about this. I just realized they totally screwed us because we do the shows on Fridays.
Well, if you think about it, Friday's like, you know, TV graveyard.
That's what I was saying. They're moving it for cancellation.
They should just cancel it then. I mean, based on last season, cancel the damn show.
They're probably trying to wean it down to the last season or two. You know, probably they got some...
Oh.
Contracts they gotta fill.
Yeah. No.
Was
that
that droid being tortured over Smallville?
Yeah. I think what it is is poor droid. I think when it is Smallville, it gets the certain amount of numbers, and they just got to keep it around, you know, because
they're focusing on a teen audience, and you know, teens normally like aren't going out Friday nights. Yep. But,
back in our days, they had great shows like Airwolf and A Team. So they don't have any of that now. So Bill, just real quick, tell me what has been canceled.
Let's start from the top alphabetically, because I love the alphabetical thing.
Oh, yeah.
ABC has finally canceled According to Jim, a show that
God.
I thought had already been canceled for some reason.
That took forever. That's things like Connor McCloud or something. It just won't die.
I know. It's one of those shows that, like, pops up over and over again for no reason.
It's like, oh, we canceled too many of our new shows. They all went in the shitter, so let's bring back According to Jim. That'll fill out some stuff. It's like Spackle.
It's a safe show.
It's Mighty Putty for their programming schedule.
You know, to sound like the eternal pervert, I remember watching the show when it first started because Courtney Thorne Smith, who played the wife on the show, was always nipping out. Always on every episode in the beginning, and then I guess they had her put on like a more padded bra because then suddenly she wasn't nipping out at all.
Wow!
So that was like the saving grace of the show, her nipples.
So they ruined the show, basically.
They ruined the show.
Those bastards!
Don't they understand ratings?
Seriously,
nipples.
How long has that piece of garbage been on?
Too long.
Okay, what else? Thank God
they also finally. Put the kibosh on Boston Legal.
Really?
And wasn't that a spinoff of something else?
Yeah, it was the Practice.
The Practice. Yeah.
The Practice, yeah.
Which I enjoyed that show quite a bit.
They canceled Eli Stone.
Now that's a show they're finishing out. Maybe there's like four episodes left and they're going to air them this summer when nothing else is on.
You know, I actually kind of got into it. I downloaded like the entire first season and watched it and really kind of enjoyed it.
Right. It wasn't bad. Neither was the next show you're probably going to say.
No, the next show was absolutely horrendous. Homeland Security USA.
The hell? Oh, yeah. Wow. That was pretty bad.
That was really, really bad.
Because it wasn't – it's not a drama. It's like a docu-show or something.
Yeah.
A docu-drama. And I don't even think it was in HD. So screw that. Get it off the air.
Life on Mars, which never, ever should have came to television.
Yeah,
remake of the brilliant UK show.
Yeah, I never saw a single episode of that. But basically, didn't they even finish the story or whatever? So
I think they did. They kind of wrapped it up because they knew they weren't going to last.
Right, they told.
But even then, it was pathetic. They promoted this next show like crazy, like from producer Ashton Kutcher. Opportunity Knocks. It was the game show that would take place in the towns.
No, I don't.
God, no, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was a redheaded guy that was used to be on Nickelodeon.
It's like a Seth Green wannabe or something?
Yeah, kind of. And he was the host of this thing, and they would go to different neighborhoods and do a game show with families that lived in the neighborhood.
Splendid.
But, you know, I remember watching Dancing with the Stars and them just promoting the living hell out of it.
Yeah. I guess, it didn't last too long.
No, it didn't. Pushing Daisies. Probably the most atrocious cancellation.
And I believe, Bill, that will be airing, they'll be burning off the last few episodes of that this summer, I believe.
But it was just such a wonderful show. It was funny and it was serious and it was just charming, and they pretty much pissed all over it.
And Brian Fuller had to go back to Heroes with his tail between his legs.
Oh man, that poor guy. they finally canceled Samantha Who, the Kelly Bundy show. What the hell's her name?
Christina Applegate.
A show that never really got off the ground for ABC, Surviving Suburbia, the sitcom with Bob Saget, got canceled.
Yeah, it's always funny how, you know when a show is doomed, because they'll save it till like, the end of the season and show, like, four episodes. And they're like, they just, you know, waited till there was nothing else to air on their channel to put the show on. That happens a lot.
And, again, the last thing that ABC canceled, one of the worst up there, Pushing Daisies, is The Unusuals. Just a terrific show that didn't deserve to be canceled.
Yeah, I really dig The Unusuals, and they're still showing it now. I guess they're burning off the episodes, and that sucks. Because why not? Bring it back for another season just to fill out your...
Yeah, let it find its place at least, even if it's a mid-season replacement.
How many new shows are they coming out with, like dramas and stuff?
Man, there are. It's ridiculous how many shows that they're looking into bringing. Who knows how many of them will catch on?
I mean, just
Cougar Town.
Cougar Town, yeah, Steven. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Steven? They replaced that for The Unusuals, I'm guessing.
Now, what is Cougar Town about, or do you even know? Do we just?
I have
the
no
blanks?
Idea, but it's got a great name.
It does. I want to check that out. That's a line.
Something tells me it doesn't involve
what I think it does.
Actual cougars.
It's got to. I mean, what else would it be, right?
Yeah, I think it's about recently divorced single mom re-entering the dating world.
Nice.
Starring Courtney Cox.
Dating much younger men.
C-3PO didn't like that.
Now, yeah, why not?
What did you guys think about that C-3PO rap at the beginning? That was kind of disturbing, wasn't it?
It is, but, you know, everything that's true is disturbing.
That is true.
Programs for homo ecstasy.
Whoa! Now, Bill, just point out the new shows on ABC that maybe we'll like. Just to kind of... Which ones are you interested in?
Well, there's this one called Flash Forward that I guess is based on a book about people passing out for, like, 2 minutes and then having, like, dreams or visions of the future.
Interesting.
And it's got Ralph Fiennes' brother in it.
Joseph
Fiennes, yeah.
Huh,
and he's
okay.
got a pretty good American accent going. But the thing that I found most disturbing about the preview of it, Seth MacFarlane is in it.
Huh?
Yeah.
What the hell is he doing in there?
I have no idea. But I was like, wait a second, that's Seth MacFarlane.
Ah, poor little droid. Now, Bill, what channel is V coming on? The new V.
That's ABC, is it? Yeah, that's ABC.
That I'm really interested in.
See, it's nowhere on their fall lineup.
Oh, they're saving it for like March or something.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that, but I hope it'll be on sometime this fall.
So let's talk about NBC for a second. They canceled Life, a show that we watched.
You know, NBC really ripped through a bunch of shows. I mean, they canceled American Gladiators.
Oh, too bad.
yeah, I mean, really. They canceled that horrible reality show, The Baby Borrowers, with the kids.
Thank God. Okay.
Okay.
Celebrity Circus, which never got a chance to get off the ground. Very disappointed in
that. Oh, yeah, wasn't Antonio Sabato on that?
Yeah.
I think it was
Mario Lopez on the trapeze or something.
Yeah, and Peter Brady was on there, too.
Yeah, Peter Brady. Was he the ringmaster?
The Chopping Block.
Wow. Chopping Block, yeah, it did not last long. I tried to watch it.
It was bad.
They put the episodes on Hulu. I'm like, who's going to watch this? Maybe the people who were on the show were watching it, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. Crusoe, which didn't last long.
Yeah, it was just a miniseries, I think.
I think they wanted to take it into series, but it just didn't. Didn't do anything.
It's like, why did anyone greenlight this? Seriously. Well, it's got adventure. Let's go ahead.
Man,
and,
we really need a Lost replacement.
Yeah.
Kath and Kim, which is the remake of the Australian series about two trailer park chicks.
I don't know.
Kings. They canceled Kings, which I was really, really getting into. It's kind of a biblical reinterpretation of the story of King David. And I think that kind of went over people's heads.
Yeah, it looked like an interesting show. It was on the wrong network.
Yeah, it really was. Knight Rider. They canceled.
Too bad.
Sadly. Last Comic Standing they finally canceled.
It's about time, because like we always said, whoever won, you never heard of them again.
No. Where's that fan?
I don't know where that fan is.
He's
that joke never gets old.
Lipstick Jungle.
Too bad.
One of the weirdest drops and pickups, Medium. NBC dropped it. CBS picked it up.
Awesome.
That show they picked that up off the side of the road, dusted it off, and decided to put it on TV.
Isn't that weird how certain shows just keep going? Meanwhile,
especially Medium. Who the hell is
Kelsey
watching?
Kelsey Grammer is the angel of death.
Whoa!
Wow, is that loud?
That was awesome.
You said that Life got canceled, which was disappointing, but they ended it in a good way.
Oh, by the way, did you guys hear that Niles came out of the closet, the actor, David Hyde Pierce, that he's a homosexual?
No. I thought he always was out.
That is interesting.
Programs for homo ecstasy.
Hey. Well, yeah, technically.
He's one of those guys that, I mean, it's like, did he really have to come out? Okay, so My Name is Earl got canceled finally. Christian Slater had some bad luck with My Own Worst Enemy. That's got canceled. They canceled Cal XY and The Middleman.
The Middleman, those bastards!
And, of course, my favorite show on the end, South of Nowhere, the hot teen lesbian show got canceled. Now what am I going to watch for hot teen lesbians?
Damn it.
TNT canceled Trust Me with Ed and Eric McCormick. Is it wrong that I just call him Ed? Tom Cavanaugh.
Not at all.
Okay, again, I asked.
You know what? Heather and I watched that whole series. Even after it was canceled, we just burned them off the DVR. Mm-hmm. And I was liking the show. In the finale, I hated so much that I was like, I'm glad this is gone. It just annoyed shit out of me, where I was like, good. Screw you, show.
CW canceled Reaper, which is sad.
I really like Reaper. Reaper's a lot of fun. Not every show doesn't have to be all serious like 24 or whatever. You can have like light affair that involves the devil and demons and stuff.
A light affair.
And it's just so silly. The thing I think is hilarious about it is you're dealing with the devil and demons and stuff, and these guys are such jackasses that nothing weighs on them. Like they don't worry about any of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
They worry about like getting dates and stuff, and the guy's sock is so ridiculous. It just cracks me up. And we're going to talk about Reaper a little bit later, but... it's a shame. It's a shame.
CBS canceled a couple of their shows. The 11th Hour.
Good. Thought it was lame.
The X-List, which I have no idea what the hell that was.
Oh, yeah. I know what that was with this chick, Elizabeth Reeser. I thought she was kind of cute.
Oh, yeah. The chick with the big head.
Yeah, she has big forehead.
Yeah.
She gives good forehead. Yeah, that didn't last long at all.
Harper's Island, which was the show where they killed off a character every week, I think.
Yeah, it was like a slasher miniseries or something. I don't know.
Unit.
You know, I'm serious when I say that a lot of these shows that I could tell they won't last before they even start. Could I please become a program head of a channel?
I know. They should just hire us and we'd tell them whether or not it would be good.
The Unit lasted for quite a while and I always enjoyed that show. It would have its moments of stupidity. Like, for instance, you know, The Unit is about, like, the Delta Force guys, but it would also, every episode would also show...
I thought
show,
it was about Randy Johnson.
It would also show the wives at home and what they're dealing with, and I'd be like, oh.
Oh, the old war is hell on the home front, too.
Could we please stay in the field where they're getting in gunfights and stuff and not cut
to... No one cares about whiny chicks.
I'm sorry. I thought I paid the electric bill. Well, this is BS. You guys
My husband's in Iraq.
It's some kind of filing error. It's like, wow, this is exciting drama.
They should have sent, like, somebody to try to assassinate them or something. Like, they knew that their husbands were Delta Force.
But I'll miss The Unit. That was one of those shows that my wife and I would always watch together.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that they canceled Without a Trace.
Yeah, that did last, but I haven't watched it in years, so...
Every time I watched it, I enjoyed it.
It's got that Poppy Montgomery in it.
Fox... Oh, my God, is she hot? Oh! That is one hot Australian woman. Fox canceled Hole in the Wall, which was that terrible show.
God, that looks stupid.
I don't think I've watched it once. I saw the commercials, wall. And I was like, okay, that's enough.
This wall would come towards you with a certain shape.
I saw one episode of that.
Wow.
Well, it's funny that they turned a whole game show out of a little bit from a Japanese variety show.
I don't know.
They're like, oh, let's expand on that.
Jesus.
They canceled King of the Hill, which I always thought was canceled, but I like it whenever I watch it in syndication.
Mike Judge had a new show come on ABC this week called The Good Family, and I didn't watch it, but
I watched some of it.
Any good?
I heard it's media. The first episode kind of sucked. They finally canceled Mad TV, Prison Break, and they canceled Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Yeah, they canceled that. That was another show Heather and I always watched together.
I think it was just too expensive for them.
Problem is, it just didn't get good ratings. Nobody watched it. I mean, and I know people did, but 2 million people is not enough in this day and age on TV. Honestly.
No, it's not. That's like a cable audience. It's for like, network TV, you need at least 10 million.
It's the same as Reaper. You know, it's just like, I mean, what does the CW expect, by the way, with Reaper? You don't get ratings on any of your shows.
Yeah, really. They can't just...
What is Top Model?
The Hills.
Probably their... Like, you'll see, like, Gossip Girl. It's a lock. Gets great ratings for their station. I think it's like 2.2 million.
And it's
like, that's
not awful show.
It's like, that's nothing. But right. I guess Reaper only gets 1 million, so I don't know. They couldn't sell enough Stridex spots for the commercial break, I guess.
What they needed to do was start working in Stridex into the show.
Totally. Guys,
like,
I got a horrible...
The demon has an acne problem and uses Stridex.
Totally. And also,
Sock only chews Stride gum.
You know, I enjoyed Terminator, and we're going to talk about Terminator Salvation coming up. Basically, my whole thing is it's nice to be in that world for a bit or in familiar characters, at least their names or whatever. But once a show is announced that it's gone, I kind of accept it really fast now. Are you guys like that where it's just like it used to be kind of painful when a show you like got canceled,
well,
but now
the shows seem to last longer.
It's either they're going to make it or they're not. And it's almost like, I remember Veronica Mars, every offseason it would be like, I don't know if it's coming back. They're trying to.
Yeah.
People are signing things, and they're like, oh, they're going to bring it back for 13 episodes the last season or something like that, or 20 episodes or something.
That's always the worst. I wish they would just cancel a show, because at least you have closure then instead of dragging it out.
Right. Like another one is Chuck. They kept saying Chuck may be doomed or whatever, but finally NBC, you know what, we're going to bring you back for 13 episodes next March.
And they're slashing the budget in half.
Yeah, we're going to cut the budget in half. It's not going to come back till March, but hey, we're bringing it back. And hey, if it does well, we're going to bring it back for a few more episodes. Like,
I think the most painful cancellation for me was Now and Again. It was on CBS. It's about like a bioengineered body. A guy died and they put his brain in the bioengineered body and he was still longing for his family and everything. But it was really, really good sci-fi show.
Right.
And it was all set to come back for a second season and everybody was ready. CBS already told them that it was good. And they canceled it at the upfront with all the people there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just... It was just like, that's it, guys. Nope, you're not on the schedule. Sorry, we couldn't fit you.
When I knew, I was pretty sure Sarah Connor Chronicles wasn't going to come back, and I was bummed about that. And I was pretty sure Reaper wasn't coming back. And then, you know, I was like, oh, Chuck's going too. And, you know, Dollhouse may be canceled. And then they announced Dollhouse is coming back for another season. I was like, oh, okay.
That was shocking to me.
But I felt like I was getting like, oh, one stab there. Another one. And then it's like, hey, did you hear Life got canceled? The Unit got canceled too. It's like, hey, too brute.
You felt like a droid being tortured.
I did. It was horrible.
Splendid.
What? Hey.
Splendid.
He gets too much pleasure out of that. Now, wait. On NBC, there is going to be a new show, Bill, that has to do with the apocalypse, right?
Yes, there is.
And that is called...
That would be a show called Day One.
And that I am interested in because the creator of Middleman... I forget his first name. Grigio...
Grigio Markwatch.
Yeah, Grigio Markwatch.
Grigio Markwatch.
But what's his first name?
What's his first name?
We're missing the first one.
Damn. It's a Markwatch guy.
Yeah, it's Markwatch. He's now on the show, and I'm interested in it. It's called
It's got
Day
a really
One.
Good cast. And it's got that hot chick that was on 24 for like three episodes this year, that Carly Pope.
Really?
With the big head.
Yeah, that I'm interested in, and there was something else. I can't remember what it is. That's what
it's got a very Jericho-y vibe sound to it, though.
That's almost like if it's too big a concept, it's not going to last, is it? No one has come up with the – there's been a lot of lost copycats, and none of them have survived at all.
I think the one show on NBC I'm most excited for this fall is Community with Joel McHale and Chevy Chase.
That looks funny. I actually watched a preview of that, and I was like, I'll give this a chance. Why not?
Yeah, McHale's like a lawyer who gets his degree revoked or something.
Yeah.
So it did look funny. And, of course, they've got Parenthood, which is the Jason Tatum show, the guy who runs Friday Night Lights.
Right. I'm just hoping that gets canceled quick so he can just –
go back to Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights, you know.
Yeah, and NBC has to replace ER, so now they've got like two medical shows. One called Trauma.
Trauma.
It's all about the San Francisco General Trauma Team.
Oh, dear.
And,
droid trauma, Steven.
No. And one called Mercy, about the lives of staff at Mercy Hospital.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Now, you know what, that show called Southland, the cop show, I really got into that. And it was like a 6-episode first season. Mm-hmm. And I thought I had a good finale where it was like, what the hell kind of a finale? Did you see that, Steven?
No, yeah, I was hoping to keep it around. About the only other show I know that made me laugh was NCIS Los Angeles with LL Cool J and Chris O'Donnell on CBS.
I saw that and nearly did a spit take. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, they canceled the unit for this horse shit. Get rid of the unit. We need to. Because I love Dennis Haysbert and Robert Patrick. I got to see those guys on my TV every week, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, who needs a new show with LL Cool J?
What the hell is Chris O'Donnell doing? They go scoop him up from a Burger King. Hey, dude. Want to come back to TV?
Hey, you don't have to work at the grill anymore, man. You can come back to TV.
It was funny. When that commercial came on, my wife was like, I may check that out. I like Chris O'Donnell. I went, what? Who? Why? You're a big Robin fan?
There's an interesting show coming on ABC called Modern Family, and it's shot kind of like a documentary. It's got Carol Vesey in it. Julie Bowen.
Oh, yeah. She's always.
And Ed O'Neill is married to Sophia Vergara, the big ass Latin chick.
Yeah. I know who exactly.
That was like, what the heck?
He likes the casting director of that show.
Yeah, I know. Really.
All right, Bill. So I've got a couple of voicemails, and I say we get to those.
Let's do them.
All right. Our first voicemail is from Fraid Knot. Let's check it out.
Hey guys, it's Fraid Knot from the forums. Just got back from seeing Wolverine. Probably a bad idea. I knew that going in. But one thing, it had the weirdest fantasy mix and match fight scene I've ever seen. You got the team of the smart ass sidekick from Blade Trinity, plus Revolver Ocelot from the Metal Gear games, plus Charlie, the lead guitarist of Drive Shaft. Versus Ike DeBaku from 24.
Yep.
I don't think I can think of a weirder combo than that. But before the movie, I saw this trailer for Peter Jackson's District 9. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. I am hoping that it is a sequel to District 13, Free Running with Aliens.
Maybe nice. We'll
think. Anyway. I'm liking the idea of the enhanced podcasts. That'll definitely be good for the archives.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Keep up the great work, guys. That. Bye.
Yep. Thanks a lot, man.
And I am looking forward to District 9. It's actually Neil Blomkamp, which wrote and directed the film. And it's an adaptation from a short film he did a few years ago. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. But this is what he chose to do whenever Halo got canned. So It looks promising.
It looks extremely interesting.
It's one of the movies I'm probably looking forward to the most.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Brothers Bloom and this movie. And Drag Me to Hell, but we'll talk about that in a minute. But the iTunes enhanced feed is up. So anybody who's interested in that, go to nowheremulberry.com. Look for the link that says enhanced feed, and you can subscribe to that on iTunes and skip chapters and all that stuff.
It's fancy.
Very fancy.
All right, shiny.
And we've got another voicemail. And, you know, I'll rant about iTunes in a minute. Let's check out this voicemail from Noel.
Hello, Nowhere in Mulberry. This is Noel from the Film Rant podcast. You know, I'm the English guy who gets drunk and falls asleep in the chat room. That's me. Anyway, I have a question. I have had a bunch of Dollhouse episodes sat on my hard drive for a long time. And I just watched the first one. And I'm wondering, how many episodes of this shit do I have to watch before it gets good? I mean, seriously, it took me a season and a half of Heroes to realize that I wasn't having a good time. It's like 20 odd hours of my life that I would never get back.
I love that. I'm not having a good time.
I'm just wondering about that. But, yeah, on a similar subject, I was also wondering how you felt about the cancellation commission news that's been going on this week. I did notice that Mulberry favourite Friday Night Lights did get renewed.
Yes.
And it's a show that we haven't got yet over here. And if I'm being honest, I'm not entirely sure if it'd work for a wide enough UK audience, really, because we don't have that kind of... there's nothing really to compare with how important college football is to small, like, to US towns and stuff. So, but I don't know. Like, I was wondering, do you think there'd be anything in there for a curious Englishman like myself? So,
it's,
I mean,
got
if there
hot
is,
chinks.
Yeah. Maybe I'll hit the torrent on that and give it a glance. But yeah, anyway, I don't know if I'll be making it for the live show tonight. But I also just wanted to say congratulations on the iTunes listing, page 4. Woohoo! Have a great show.
No.
And yeah, I gotta go. I've got some monkeys coming over to play Deal or No Deal. So
awesome!
Yeah, have a great show. Bye bye now.
Thanks, Noel.
Thanks, Noel.
And you know about the iTunes thing? First of all, for one day we appeared on the TV film section, Bill, page 4.
Yes.
Andy told me, and I was, like, excited. So I looked. I was like, oh, we're up. Next day, gone.
Yeah.
Off. Next day after that, back on. Page 5. Okay. All right. I don't know.
We were slowly being phased out.
Next day, gone again. Day after that, we've been gone ever since. So we were on it for 2 days. Yeah! So
it really brought a lot of new listeners.
I mean, I have noticed a difference in listeners. We're on that At the Movies page. We're now on the front page of that, so I guess...
That's awesome.
I guess I won't complain. It's the enhanced feed that's on there. So that's very iPod-friendly, that version of the show. And I'll keep doing that version. But also, Noel, about Dollhouse, I don't know. I kept watching it. Some episodes were really painful, but I kept sticking with it, and I got really interested in it, you know?
Yeah, I would have to say the last, what, 4 episodes?
Say you said 3 to 4
best.
Episodes were really good.
And there's moments of each one that would crack me up or something. I even like the one where Echo is blind in the cult.
Oh, that is quite possibly one of the funniest episodes of television ever.
So, I'd say go in just expecting to laugh. Don't be afraid to laugh at it. And you'll enjoy yourself. Just don't take it too seriously. It, you know, it's no big deal.
I think that was my problem at first. I was expecting, you know, some hard sci-fi kind of. Oh,
yeah. Okay, Whedon, wow me.
Yeah. And it's just stupid. And it's meant to be stupid, honestly.
Right. Hey, everybody, email iTunes and go, what's the deal? Put Nowhere Mulberry on TV film page, all right?
And Friday Night Lights, don't let the American football thing put you off, because it's really just a backdrop for the human drama that the show is.
Families,
yeah, it's really about relationships, and it's just a great show. Football has little to nothing to do with it.
Football is almost an allegory to any kind of group activity of a town coming together.
Right. They could all be playing, you know, football, soccer, football. That, you know, it'd be the same thing.
If anything, it almost shows this, how the sport of football, what it does for each individual, and how the people watching, almost like a Buddy Garrity or the fans, the people who complain about the losses or whatever, how that so doesn't have anything to do with their lives. It's just like the whole city, the whole town are a bunch of a-holes about football.
Yeah, right.
when you think of football, this show is about football. It's not about that aspect. It's more about just people who happen to exist in a world of football, and you can see it drives them nuts too. Even the coach.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big football fan.
And you don't, you know, really, you learn that you don't have to be.
You don't have to be to watch this show.
Right. So we got two more voicemails here. Let's check out this next one.
Feast or famine? Is that Steven?
Freddy Forks?
Dearly beloved,
uh-oh.
We gathered here today to get to this thing called life. Electric word, life, which means forever. That's right on time. I'm here to tell you there's something else. The afterworld. A never-ending world of peace and happiness where you can always see the sun. Day, day, or night, night. When you call up the streets and Beverly Hills, you know the dawn doctor, everything's going to be all right.
What?
You ask him how much of your time is left. Well, you should ask him how much of your mind, baby. Because this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. The elevator tries to break you down.
Raspberry
break.
What?
Oh, wait.
Time, you're fine. In a second. And the door. What? Phone. Oh. Crap!
Oh,
he's drunk dialing, or
he was sleep dialing.
Sleep dialing again. Okay. Well, one thing we know about Eugene is he thinks of music while he's sleeping.
Apparently, he's a huge Prince fan.
Yeah. Hey, who isn't? Right.
Well, Prince isn't, being that he's 4 foot tall.
Programs for homo ecstasy.
Huh? Who is? All right. Let's check out our last voicemail. This one's from Rick. Let's check it out.
Hey, Noah Mulberry. This is a voicemail in regards to episode 164. You were going off a lot about the advanced podcast shit. About, you know, skipping the intro and shit. And because I sent a few emails saying we should be able to do that, I thought you were mainly going up on me. So I'm sorry, and I'll start listening to the intros. Because apparently you put in a lot of so I'll listen to them. And if that advanced podcast shit is going to take so long to make and put out, I'm not going to wait a couple of days just for that. It's not that big of a deal. You mentioned if it was going to be easy, yeah, do it. But if it's going to be a pain in the ass, don't worry. And I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. Yeah, I'm sorry. I felt like you were yelling straight at me, and I was like, oh man, I pissed them off. I got hit by a car recently,
oh my
so I had
God.
A lot of time to watch TV. So I've been watching like Fringe and catching and trying to get into that, and it's pretty easy because it's a brilliant show. So
love
Fringe.
Fringe
is going good. Halfway through season one, and loving it. And Reaper, I've been watching Reaper. That's a brilliant show.
Love it.
And I also watched one of the worst movies ever on DVD recently. It was called Grizzly Rage. Yeah.
Oh.
You have to watch Grizzly Rage. It kicks friggin' squid and octo sharks, whatever that was. yeah, good episode. It was good. Good. All he ever says is good. Yeah, don't worry about the advanced podcast, because it doesn't really make much of a difference, and I don't really think... no one's going to wait an extra 3 days before they listen to it. Because you just got to get it and listen to it straight away. So
yeah. I've been there.
See you later. This was Rick, by the way. Rick from Australia.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Huge fan.
Hilarious. You know what? When I first said that, it was before I had done the Enhanced podcast, Bill. I've done like, what did I do, like 4 of them?
Yeah, you got the hang of it pretty fast.
Yeah, I think I could do it a lot faster.
Yeah, and I have actually seen Grizzly Rage, and awesome. He's right. It was a TV movie. It was either a sci-fi movie or something. I can't remember, but yeah, it's one of those really shitty movies made in Canada for, you know, $5.
And I want to just tell Rick, I'm not mad at you. I wasn't trying to take it all out on you, but when I do the intros, when people would say, I just skip right over the intros, I'd kind of be like, oh, why? And really, I do the intros for me, and I just need to get over that, right?
Well, yeah. You know what? It's no. Because it's stuff, a lot of time the intros are stuff that, you know, we all talk about during the week prior to the show. You know, it's just, it's kind of, it condenses what our week was, if you will.
It does. You know, and it's I, like, we're talking about the hat on the bed all week yeah. long. And drugstore
it gives
cowboy.
Insight into who we are and what we talk about. Right. So, you know, that's the best way I can describe the intros. If you enjoy the intros, it's kind of like our personal way of bringing you into our weekly conversations.
You've just been strapped into the capsule from inner space, and you're now being launched into our brains. And that, that intro, all the things you hear are passing through our brains.
Neurons.
Yeah. As everything's, you know, the electricity in our brain. And then right when the show starts, I'm like, hey, everybody, then you've entered it.
Yeah. And it's like, if you don't know what certain parts are in the intro, search whatever is said in the intro on Google and, you know, look it up, watch it.
Right. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, there's a Drugstore Cowboy. There's some Napoleon Dynamite. There's some Thunderdome in there. There's some Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
there's some Breakfast Club. Come on. But you know what? Now that I think about it, Bill, the show has gone so badly for the live show with Ustream.
Who put the goddamn hat on the bed?
Yeah. Who?
Yeah,
Steven?
I'm sorry. I put a hat on my bed.
Bill, no.
I forgot that it's like a 15-year hex.
Damn hat on the bed. Ugh. I'm out of here.
That makes two of us.
Huh? Who's that? So
that's Kelly Lynch. Oh.
Okay, that's our voicemails. Thanks, everybody, for sending voicemails. It's awesome, including Eugene. Let's check out entertainment. All right. Entertainment.
What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, dear. Now, let's just briefly, and I mean briefly, talk about Terminator Salvation, because we need to kickstart the show and get it going. And remember when we were talking about Star Trek, Bill, and I was talking about how when I first saw Star Trek, I was really excited coming out of theater. Yeah, that was badass. As the week goes on, you think less and less about it. I know I did. Not that I don't like Star Trek. I'll probably get the Blu-ray. But
it's light entertainment.
But almost the same thing. Terminator Salvation. I go see it. And you know what? I just sat back and I literally just enjoyed it. Go home next day. Slowly. How long has it been now? Since last Saturday?
Yeah, week. Since last Saturday. Yeah.
Not thinking about it anymore. Remember back in the day, you could go see a movie. Say, when I saw the first Terminator, the first thing I did, hit rewind on the video cassette. I'm sorry to say, I never saw Terminator in the theater.
Yeah, neither did I.
Rewind that sucker, watch it instantly again. Dead Alive. Peter Jackson's Dead Alive. Remember that, Steven? Mm. Shit, let's rewind that sucker. We'll watch it again.
We watched it four times in one night.
we are just blown away. T2. I don't know how many times I saw that in the theater, but I know it was three times on one weekend.
I'll never forget the first time I saw that in the theater. It was like the paradigm shift of film for me.
And you know, Aliens. When I saw, I only saw Aliens once in the theater, but it was awesome. And then I watched it a million times on HBO or whatever. But the thing is, here's the point I'm trying to make. Nowadays, you go in, you see a film, hey, that's pretty good. Forget about it. You do, really? I mean, most of the time, there are certain films that are exceptions. Something like Cloverfield, I want to watch again. Or, you know, there are a few films that you want to watch over
Jaws
again.
Jaws was my film.
Any Star Wars film? It's
Star Wars.
My whole point is they don't really make a lot of films like that anymore. It really, literally is what they call a popcorn summertime blockbuster. You go see it, you're wowed, it did its job, you go home, and you're like, meh, I don't even remember it. And the thing about Terminator is a long time ago, I let go of this shit of... I got to tell you guys, I'm a James Cameron freak, all right? I always was. I ask any of my friends on Facebook from high school, and they'll say, they'll tell you how I would never shut up about friggin' James Cameron. I was carrying around. I had the Abyss novelization with me all the time. I don't remember what year of high school. It might have been junior or whatever. But I was like, oh, The Abyss, here's what it's about. You got, and no one cared. Everyone wanted me to shut the hell up about it. But the thing is, I had to just let all that go a long time ago. And the Terminator Salvation, same with Alien. Alien versus Predator, guys. When that was first coming out, and I heard it was the Resident Evil guy doing it, I was just like, I took it personally. Like, who the hell? I would even go before that. I talked about Alien 3 last show. I was personally insulted. I felt like I was shit on by Fox, okay? But the thing is, you have to let it go eventually. And so I wasn't beaten down in the theater seeing Terminator Salvation. I just didn't care. I was like, okay, I'm going to watch this, and if it entertains me. It's got Christian Bale in it. Love that guy. He's a little insane.
No! No!
He's very talented. He likes yelling at people. In fact, I'm pretty sure he's in character now that I've seen this movie.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Kick your fucking ass!
Calm down. So, the stuff like Kyle Reese, love that stuff.
I could have gone for a whole movie of that.
I would have been perfectly happy with a movie just about Kyle Reese and the little mute girl.
And, you know, I didn't mind the little mute girl. I was talking to Annie about this, and he was like, oh, it's like the feral kid in Road Warrior. I was like, what? No, it's not.
No,
it's like Newt in Aliens. That's who it is.
Yeah.
She's just like a little mascot. You know, she's got her little... You know who she is? She's the kid on Parker Lewis Can't Lose with the trench coat that always has an item you need. Remember you reach in, Bill? But anyway, the action or whatever was fine. Here's the thing. When you talk about if something has heart or not, I felt like the whole plot line was given a short shrift, almost like they got to speed things up. Almost like Star Trek, I thought their third act. If you're going to have John Connor in the film, give him more to do, I feel like.
That's why
he just came across as an asshole.
Well, they didn't give him enough time to develop
him. Yeah, right. They didn't develop him.
It felt underdeveloped, and that's the thing that drove me nuts.
An asshole and a mama's boy, because every time he was under stress, I'm going to listen to my audio tapes of mommy.
No. I like that stuff. I don't mind that, because Sarah Connor, if you go back to the stuff, the baggage from the other films, you know that she had something to offer, maybe some kind of guidance for him when he's not sure about things.
Sure, but how many times did he listen to those tapes already? It was 2018.
Remember
I'm sure
when...
he knows them. You know, backwards and forwards.
Well, they did it too many times. They probably they.
Yeah.
Remember when he finds out Marcus what he is, and he says that I feel like I don't know anything anymore because of the existence of this thing. So I understood that. But
that's bullshit. Because what about Arnold in Terminator 2?
No, because Arnold wasn't the same kind of programming. This guy Marcus was special. He didn't know what he was. He was like basically he was like a Cylon. And that's another thing. How many times in movies or in television have we dealt with the android who doesn't know what he is?
Yeah.
Been done a little bit, a lot. It's been done way too much. Not to say, I think Sam Worthington was awesome in this movie.
You know what's funny about him though? He kept slipping out of his accent into his Australian accent. I'd be like, wait a second.
You know, I kept hearing about Sam Worthington in the new Avatar. You know, new Avatar, Sam Worthington, blah, blah, blah. Who the hell is this guy? So I finally see him. I'm like, okay, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he could probably carry the movie.
I don't know what to say. I like Terminator Salvation. I'll probably get it on Netflix, watch it real loud. But it's nothing deep or anything.
I liked the special effects. The story was shit. The acting was mediocre. And I didn't really like it,
who's
but
acting?
I didn't hate it.
Whose acting was mediocre?
I thought, you know, the whole thing with, like, Common, the
Common.
And you know, they didn't really give – I quite frankly, I thought even Christian Bale was mediocre. It was like he didn't have anything to do.
He does not get it.
I just didn't – I didn't really like it. I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it.
Right, that's fine. I think Anton Yelchin did the best job.
He was great. He's great in everything. He's just a good actor. You should check his movie, the movie he did called Charlie Bartlett.
Yeah, I've heard of
he's,
that. With,
he's incredible in that.
Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'm going to fucking kick your fucking ass. You know, shut up for a second,
oh, my
right?
God. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, the effects and all that stuff are cool, but do I feel like it's the same as Terminator or Terminator 2? No.
Hell no.
I've even talked about Terminator 3 before. And the main thing that bothers me about Terminator 3, honestly, is the stupid nanobots that come out of the chick's hand and she can control cars and shit. That is the stupidest shit I've ever seen. other than that, it's just another thing. Like, Terminator 3, yeah, that was okay or whatever, but you can't replace it. I'm even hearing now that George Miller is doing another Mad Max without Mel Gibson. Now, I could go, yeah, whatever, but at the same time, it is the father of the original Mad Max movies.
Exactly.
So maybe it'll have something to it, but at the same time, I got to let that baggage go. I love those films. They'll always be there. I'll always be able to watch them. I just got to move on. Same with T2, Terminator, two of my favorite movies. This movie, fine. It doesn't belong on the same shelf as those movies, though.
No, I think Andy said it best. It's a side story.
Yeah, it is. Like, I was telling you. Actually, I told you this before him, so don't give him credit.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No. I thought it was Andy. I apologize.
Whoa, just kidding. Yeah, it's semantics. But no, what I was saying, it's almost like a story for a video game. Like, the movie comes out. Here's the video game tie-in. It has a story. Like, remember those Matrix games, Bill? How it would deal with
yes, where they had their own side stories.
Yeah, and it would kind of cross over with other people. That's where I felt. It wasn't like an overall story, and it didn't mess with the canon of Terminator. But
yeah.
You know what? I did really like being in the Terminator universe again. I love seeing the exoskeletons, the endoskeletons. I love seeing the characters we're familiar with. It was neat.
I love the whole hunter-killer scene, the road warrior scene with Marcus and the
the cool motorcycle, light cycle type Terminators. But here's my thing, okay? The guys who don't believe in John Connor, like, it's all bullshit or whatever. We don't really believe you're the savior. Okay, if the friggin' machines that friggin' cause nuclear war send things back in time to kill John Connor, that's pretty much evidence that he has some kind of importance, doesn't it?
Well, it's even in that scene where he says, you know, we found something, there's a list. You're number two on the list that they want to kill.
Yeah, what is this list they found? They're friggin' robots. They need to print out something on their friggin' printer.
They have dot matrix printers that they use.
Oh, these nice daisy wheel printers.
Yeah. They were glad that they found the list and they didn't have to take the perforated sides off.
That whole side thing of like, we don't believe, you know, we believe he's a false prophet. So it's like, shut up, whatever.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
Oh, and also the scene where they're trying to launch the attack, and they're like, "Oh, no one's responding. They won't respond without his order."
Oh yeah.
Like, are you serious?
You know what? I was like, "Yeah, damn right they won't. That's John friggin' Connor," and that was more like John Connor should be a badass kind of thing.
You're unbelievable, man. You're unfucking believable.
All right. All right, Drag Me to Hell came out tonight. It's Sam Raimi, and I'm really excited to see this, except I want everyone to just stop. It is pissing me off, Bill.
I know what you're going to say. I know exactly what you're going to say, because it's pissing me off, too.
Sam Raimi returns to form. It's his comeback movie. Screw you, because he never went anywhere.
Fuck you. because he never went anywhere.
No! No!
Saying that, you know, Spider-Man 3 was a disappointment. It wasn't. It was probably the most comic-like movie of the series. You know, just appreciate it for what it is. It was funny, it was charming, and it was cool. So just get the fuck over it.
Whoa. Hey,
it annoys me that Sam Raimi is probably one of the most visionary directors of the past 20 years.
The two top of my list have always been James Cameron and Sam Raimi. Always those two guys.
And it's like people think like that they have the cachet to you know, say what he's worth or where he's been or what he's doing. Just that just annoys the living shit out of me.
I remember when the Hobbit was going to be remade. Remember it was rumored that it was Sam Raimi?
Oh, my gosh.
People are like, I don't know if he could do that. Have you seen Spider-Man 3? I was just like, I will come to your house and beat the shit out of you for saying that. But, of course, I'm a little bit of a Sam Raimi.
You know what was great about Spider-Man 3 is that it had more Sam Raimi-type humor in it than any of the prior films.
Yeah, it did. It had
that entire scene of Peter going emo, Peter walking to staying alive. That was like pure Raimi.
The thing, I've always had an explanation for all of that stuff because people, yeah, it is stupid, but you got to think Peter Parker is such a nice guy that when this suit is trying to make him bad. His version of being bad is to dance like a.
Yeah.
He thinks
it's
that's
being
cool.
Being a douchebag.
Being a douchebag and doing this dance number or walking down the street like John Travolta. He thinks that that's the idea of sexy or something. That's coming from his id, you know, Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And the whole thing here's one of my favorite parts of Spider-Man 3. And you're going to think it's silly. It's really tiny. He's thinking about marrying Mary Jane. And he looks in the window and he sees the ring and it says layaway available or whatever.
Yeah.
I just love that.
Yeah.
Because that is. And I really. Spider-Man 3, I can understand people were all cut. Oh, Venom, he's not done right. Shut up. But seriously. It's not that bad a film, and it doesn't mean when you see Drag Me to Hell, which I hear is great, I hear it's fantastic, it's completely silly and scary and makes you jump. Don't say it's a return to form for Sam Raimi, because I don't believe his form ever got messed up.
It might be a return to...
It's return to horror form.
Horror. Return to horror.
Yeah, that I understand. But don't tell me it's. I read that it's his comeback. It's no comeback. He's always been here.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here before.
If Spider-Man 3 didn't make a dime and it was a huge flop, then it'd be a comeback. It made a lot of money, okay? I don't think it's that bad. All right?
It's not bad.
Thanks for getting my back on that, Bill.
But it's not bad.
I like Spider-Man 3.
I just watched it again the other day on. Got that Blu-ray trilogy of the Spider-Man movies. It's a fun movie.
It is. You know, I watch it with my daughter, Emma, over and over again. She loves Spider-Man 3. For the longest time, Venom, she didn't want to watch it with Venom. As soon as Venom showed up, that little ooze, it wasn't even Venom yet. She's like, I don't want to watch this. I was like, what, are you kidding me? But now she loves Venom. It's
and
a fun movie.
Yeah, what's his name? Topher Grace? Is that his name?
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He plays it with such a great, like, arrogant whininess.
And,
you know, that.
See, and I liked him in that movie too.
If I could go, if I could have my way, I would say we don't need Venom in the movie. But the studio wanted Venom in. Sam Raimi did what he could with it, and I don't think it's that bad. You know?
No.
You know what? I would watch that before I'd watch Terminator Salvation again. Honestly, and I'm being honest.
Oh, please, yeah.
So what more is there to say about that? Also, Pixar's Up is coming out.
And cannot wait.
I'm going to make a prediction that about good. That. I'm going to bet it's pretty good.
Every time I see a commercial for it, I laugh my ass off. Whether it's the dog,
I love the dog.
or the bird. I love the scene where the guy's like telling the bird to shoo and it's going.
I love the he's flying in the air and he looks on the porch that Boy Scouts like hugging the wall. Let
Can
me
come in.
In.
No.
It looks good.
Everything about it makes me laugh. It's Pixar pure joy.
And you know what else I love about it? I don't really know what the hell it's about other than it's a guy flying in his house and he wants to get away from it all. That's what I love about a lot of those films. Like Wall-E, you kind of knew from the trailer, but not really what's going to happen in it. And Pixar, they always do good stuff. So that's really exciting. But what do I watch first? Drag Me to Hell or Up?
I would go, see, that's a hard one. You could do Up first and then be like, oh, that was really pleasant. I really enjoyed that. And then do Drag Me to Hell and get the shit scared out of you.
Yeah.
Or you could do getting the shit scared out of you first and then
kind of
Up is like a nightcap. You
yeah,
know, something
it's
to
like,
calm you down.
Up is like the
take the fam to
as
it.
As you're coming down afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Problem with that is you could be thinking of Drag Me to Hell while you're watching Up. And then it's like
you're expecting that scary lady to pop out of the dresser or something of the old man and give him a heart attack.
If a gypsy shows up in Up, I'm done.
Well, you know what? It's a big comeback for Pixar.
Ever since Cars, they've been struggling.
Yeah, they're really struggling with those movies. No, but my theory on Pixar is they're really good at those computers. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think they might have created them.
So what do you guys say we do What's on our TiVo?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Sorry if I hurt your feelings. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay, Rick.
Such a great apology. It's just he sounds so
sincere.
Isn't
this a weird show we're doing tonight? It's so different. But you know what? It is different. It's like we've already done an hour. We haven't got to the TiVo yet. We could even take a break, Bill, before we get into the TiVo, or is everyone okay?
Hey, it's entirely up to you.
Let's cover a couple of shows first. The first one is Jesse James was on Jay Leno this week. And he asked him, you know, why were you on Celebrity Apprentice? And I thought it was an interesting... Oh, am I drunk all of a sudden? I thought it was an interesting answer.
You might have had a stroke.
I thought it was an interesting answer. Let's check it out.
I can't believe you did Celebrity Apprentice. What convinced you to do that show? That seems so unlike your kind of show.
Really? They told me, you know, Scott Hamilton was on it, and I said, okay, I'll do
The ice skate.
Yes.
And what was the attraction to Scott Hamilton?
Well,
God, I hate Leno.
When I was 17, I stole his car from Ice Capades in San Diego. And I figured...
No, back up. He knew you were taking it, or you just stole it?
No, it was in the parking lot.
Stole it, Jay.
Right.
And, I figured, you know, I would never, ever have a chance to make amends for something dumb I did when I was a kid. So I just wanted to do The Apprentice to go on and tell him I was sorry.
Good job, Jason.
He is a different guy than Brian.
I just told him, I said, hey, you know, I wanted to tell you I was sorry. And he said, you know what, Jesse, I forgave you for that a long time ago. He said, you'll always be my favorite thief.
And, you know, this is the last week of Jay Leno. I think tonight's the last night. Yeah. Thank
goodness. Good riddance, you prick.
I almost feel like he's trying to screw Conan over with this show.
This 10 o'clock horse shit, I hope he fails miserably. It goes like... just fades into the sunset with his tail between his legs.
Here's what I want to know is NBC, they're really screwing up their schedule. Right now during the summer, it probably doesn't matter, but in the fall, really? At the same time every night, you got to watch Jay Leno?
Yeah, leave it to that Ben Silverman genius dick shit asshole.
Whoa!
He gets under my skin like no one else, that Ben Silverman guy. Have you seen those videos of him, like, rapping and stuff? He's such a douchebag.
What, is he singing, like, this kind of song?
Programs for Homo Ecstasy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, I think he actually is a big homo,
if it doesn't...
Not that that's bad or anything.
What if it doesn't do well, Bill, and they don't know what to do? They've got to cancel the Jay Leno show.
But
here's what I think is going to happen. Like the olds, the geriatrics, are used to watching Jay Leno at a certain time when they're falling asleep in their recliner. They'll all be falling asleep an hour earlier now.
The olds.
Don't you think? They'll all be falling asleep an hour earlier now.
You know what? He's going to screw up all of our civilization.
He's going to screw up what time we go to sleep. So
he's unbalancing the force.
Heather had a funny point about it. She goes, it's going to be great Conan's on now, because usually after the news we have to change the channel immediately. Now we can just leave it on that channel on NBC. But guys, let's go ahead and check out this. Lisa Rinna, who was on...
Did her lips explode?
She was on the show called Chelsea Lately. Chelsea Lately? I don't know.
Chelsea Lately, yeah.
And she's got she doesn't have cable modem. She has DSL, I think, Lisa Rinna.
Yeah.
She has high-speed internet.
Like, super DSL.
Let's go ahead and check this out, where she talks about learning to give a blowjob. Let's check it out.
Oh, and you have sex education parties at your house, too.
We do. I know. It was so... Have you ever had these? You need to have
one. No, ask my boyfriend. He'll tell you I've never.
Oh, well, let me tell you. You need to. You need to have Lou Padgett come to your house and do a sex party, because she teaches you how to give a... That'll rock every man's world.
Nice.
No, it changed my life, this sex class.
Changed Harry Hamlin's life, I'm thinking.
Nobody teaches you really how to do that.
Well, I didn't. Whoa. Whoa, what the hell was that?
That's real sound from Lisa Rinna's bedroom.
Wow, that was crazy, man.
How to give a...
I guess those lips are pretty big.
Sounds like an old shop vac.
So Chelsea Handler, I don't know what the hell.
Yeah, she has a midget on there. That's all I know.
She's dating the guy who runs E.
Yeah, that's how she got a TV show. It's not because she has talent.
You know, whenever we go to the movies now, Steven, there's a Chelsea Lately promo before the friggin' movie.
Yeah, Jason's like, who the hell is that? And I'm like...
She was like a comedian
that I don't know that she did anything very well.
Whenever the soup is over, I turn it immediately.
She did that horrible show on Oprah's channel, that Oxygen, called Girls Behaving Badly.
That's right.
Where it was like a candid camera show with chicks. It was god awful.
Yeah.
It was painful. It was just like her show is.
How do you guys feel about Lisa Rinna?
She needs to cut back on the plastic surgery. She did look great in Playboy recently.
Really?
Yeah, she didn't look bad. I wouldn't throw her out of bed.
Whoa. Okay, let's check out. Now, here's a show I don't watch, and it's American Chopper. And the reason I don't is those guys get on my nerves.
They're assholes.
Aren't they all douchey?
Yeah.
They're all assholes. They're all bickering. The daddy's all grumpy.
The one son.
It'd be funny if he came out and went, "I'm the dad. I'm grumpy."
There's one son, Mike, that's just, he doesn't build bikes.
He's retarded.
He's a class clown.
Yeah, that guy gets on my nerves too. They're all
douches. He's the guy that failed shop class.
So anyway, on this episode, they're not building bikes. They're cave exploring.
Why?
They're spelunking.
Oh, because they're building a bike for this
spelunker?
Cave. Yeah.
So they're down here, and the dad...
An ass spelunker?
The dad who's grumpy, and the son who's a little dick, they start getting claustrophobic, and they want everyone to just turn around. Let's get out of here. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. So the guys, they think it's funny. No, let's not. Let's just stand here where they can't get out. It's probably not a good idea.
That's not a good idea.
Let's check this out.
Get the hell out of here, man. You better back up. Where does it come out?
It'll open up eventually. Does this take us to the elevator?
You think it will always?
Where does this take us to?
Nobody's answered.
Pack it back up. It was bad enough being down here in the cavern where there's kind of an opening, but once you get in that tight area and there's people a lot building up behind me,
I
just
went
into a panic mode.
Sounds like gay sex.
That's the one thing.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, Junior and Senior started kind of freaking out, and I thought it'd be kind of funny just to stand there and not move because they were kind of being babies.
Hey, let me get
Hey, back up! What the camera? Back up! Jason, back up!
Serious. My knee.
Punch him right in the face. It's all fun and games.
That water bottle came in handy, huh?
Oh, man.
I guess that got someone's attention.
So, yeah, they just
hate when they have to narrate their own shit that's going on.
Yeah,
it's so
funny because it's obvious that they're reading. It's so unnatural.
That's my biggest gripe about reality shows, period, is they always narrate exactly what we're watching.
Yeah. Because we're stupid.
As if that bikini show we were talking about.
And then I found this machete. She shows her picking up a machete.
I just recently watched that show, Fashion Show. I'm not proud to admit this, Bill, on Bravo. It's basically, I don't know, it's a replacement for Project Runway because that left the network or something.
Is that the one with Isaac Mizrahi, the fashion show thing?
Yes. It's Isaac Mizrahi. And they're
fabulous.
And they're always narrating exactly what they're showing us doing in the first place. So, but anyway, yeah. The Bachelorette. This is very interesting. The Bachelorette is basically whatever hag doesn't get picked on The Bachelor gets her own show. I don't know how they pick the right one. Is it the one
which every season happens because none of those relationships work?
The producers find which chick they like the most and they want to give her a show.
Yeah, they try to find the biggest emotional wasteland they can. And
what I think's funny about this clip is all the dudes are male bonding, right? Yo, we're all bros.
Yo, man, we're bros because we're all trying to, like, lay the same girl, man.
So they all decide to do shots, right? But one guy...
That's so bro-ish.
One guy notices one dude fake doing the shot. He dumps it out and then fake swigs it back. And he's like, whoa, 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 hold on here. He gets really pissed. Let's check this out. It's very interesting.
All right, boys, got some shots.
Oh, that's my dog. That's my dog.
We got you a big one.
Thank you.
To an amazing
he has
day.
His dog there?
Best day ever.
That's my dog.
Thank you.
Cheers.
All right, cheers.
All my work. All my
work. Juan, let's go.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I'm going to leave you guys. Love you and leave you.
See ya.
Okay.
Juan poured a shot out. Covered it with his hand. And who does that? That was the fifth thing he's did like that. I mean, I can't respect that kind of thing, man. You're a clown.
Some people here don't know Man Code. He's not here right now. I'm so pissed at him right now. I lost all respect.
I didn't see it, but
you saw it.
No, I didn't. I didn't see. Like, I saw your eyes look at him, and I was like, and then
faked it for that. I really wish it didn't bother me, because then I wouldn't be standing here talking about it. I'd be talking about Jillian, and not worrying about this 6'3" clown. Guys like that should get beat up. There's no reason we shouldn't tie him to a tree and beat.
Time to a tree.
Yes. It's Man Code.
So the guy faked doing a shot, and this guy wants to tie him to a tree.
Maybe, what a friggin' asshole.
Maybe the guy's... You don't know if the cat's allergic to alcohol, and he's just pretending to
maybe
go...
he's a recovering alcoholic.
Yeah, something like that, too.
But after he said that, it reminded me of something. Let me just play you guys this clip, and then made me think of this.
He better not come back! Yeah, that's right, or we'll tie you to a tree, skew you in the ass while we jerk you off. Show you what we really do to perverts around here.
That's probably very close to what that guy would have done to him.
Do you remember what movie that's from? Say It Ain't So.
Say It Ain't So.
With Heather Graham and Chris Klein.
With the great You Have a Robot.
Yes. And you guys want to know what's funny? As I haven't watched that movie in a long time, the guy who says this line...
He better not come back. Yeah, this that's line. Right, or we'll tie you to a tree, skew you in the ass while we jerk you off. Show you what we really do to perverts around here.
Is the same actor that played Jacob on Lost. And I was like, holy shit, that's Jacob.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I thought it was
that's
hilarious.
Awesome.
Because he plays this real creepy, pervy guy. Remember, he takes pictures as Heather Graham is sleeping. And he's, like, posing with her and stuff. It's really
he
creepy.
He plays creepy guys in a lot of stuff.
He was on Dexter, too.
Yeah, the ex-husband of, what's her name, on Dexter.
Right. But that
heroin
guy, the Bachelorette guy, I just thought, dude, you're being a dick. I mean,
yeah.
He's like, oh, I can't believe he faked doing a shot. Like, maybe he doesn't want to, you know?
Yeah, I hate anybody that brings up Man Code.
Yeah, dude, it's Man
what
Code.
What the hell is Man Code?
Vodka.
Whoa, yeah, vodka. Yeah, it's really stupid. How much vodka?
I mean, the dumb thing was the guy pretending to take a shot. I was like, dude, I just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Why? Not, yeah. Why not just?
Here's what
go,
you do,
know guys. What, guys. I'm gonna have to sit this one out.
Or you know, hey guys, I'm gonna pour some of my ginger ale in here. I know I'm a pussy, guys. Ha ha ha. But let's all do shots and then swing it back. And by the way, that's the same guy who's going out with the chick. So hey, I'll just take the lady with me or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
Because honestly, I don't drink alcohol anymore. And the last thing I would drink after not drinking for a long time is a shot of like Cuervo or something.
Yeah.
It's like,
matter.
Hey, can we start out with maybe a shot of beer or something? I haven't drank in years, okay? But I just think it's dude, it's Man Code. That guy should be tied to a tree. We need to jerk him off and F him up the ass. They're like, dude, what the hell are you talking about?
Teach him what pervert.
It's not gay, man. It's Man Code. All right?
How to give a...
I think the motor needs to be replaced in that.
The belts are going out. Wow, that's creepy, man.
Programs for homo ecstasy.
Okay, so we're going to talk about one more show, and then we're going to do a break, because I got to urinate, okay? And this show is called So You Think You Can Dance. Did I say it right, Bill?
I think so. I think the pause is longer, though, but we don't have time for it.
So, you think you can dance.
Yeah, I think that's closer.
So, on this episode, Bill and I were actually watching this the other night.
Yes,
and I didn't even see the part this clip is on, but I thought this was funny because this guy was listening to this crazy rock music, which they deemed as just a bunch of screaming, and the guy's dancing was horrible. I don't even know anything about dancing. This guy looked like a friggin' moron. But one of the judges says the S word, and the who's this hoity-toity Brit guy? Who's the
Nigel something?
He's pretty sure you can't say shit on TV. Well, let's go ahead and check this out. And I don't know what song this guy's listened to, but it's hilarious.
I was a lot more confident before I saw a tape of me dancing. Apparently, it looks a lot better in my head.
What the hell is that?
Rock on screamo.
There was this wild, wicked song. Wow! 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 And then you were just like falling down. And
it scared me. I couldn't even enjoy it. It sounded like the music was beating the out of you and you were completely dying on us. And it scared me.
I'm not sure you're allowed to say on television.
Can't say
Yeah,
no.
Just say
Say
Can't say
They're just entertaining themselves saying shit over and over again. But I want an MP3 of that song, though, dude. Awesome.
Well, I'm sure I could find it somewhere. That's the version I want.
That was crazy, man.
That woman is so annoying on there.
She is.
There she is. She's R2's mom.
But I'm going to say she's kind of a hot cougar, though.
that show is great for hot chicks.
You know what? You're right. It's got a lot of cute girls dancing. And I don't know if they're good or not, but they're really cute. Right?
Yeah, I'm not paying attention to the dancing. I'm looking at their asses.
Here's the thing, though, Bill. It's there's hot chicks, but...
gay guys.
Incredibly gay guys.
Flaming homos in between each cute chick, so you gotta sit through that.
Yeah, I told you the best one was the son of the football coach.
Yeah.
And then that Nigel goes on this like soapbox mode where he's like, I have to applaud your father because he let you be you and you didn't have to prove to be anything that you weren't. And I'm just sitting there going, oh, you're such an ass kiss.
Apologies.
I know. It's
you could be the best C-3PO that you want to be.
It scared me.
So what do you guys say? We take a break, we come back, and we talk about Party Down. We're going to talk about The Reaper, and we're going to talk about 24.
Oh, man, I can't wait for 24.
It's going to be awesome. Let's take a
break. My arm's on fire, by the way.
Well, I'm going to make a quick stop down to Pee-Pee Town. I'll be right back.
Because of the following special movie presentation, Airwolf will not be televised tonight, but will return next Saturday at this time on most of these stations.
We'll return after these messages.
Atari brings the computer age home.
Ready?
Bonjour.
Bonjour?
Not quite. Try one more time.
Learn a new language or take your best shot at missile command. With an Atari 400 home computer, there are a world of possibilities. In fact, it could even change your life.
Bonjour, Vamir. Come here. Comment allez-vous?
The Atari 400 home computer. We brought the computer age home.
Alert the troops! They're protecting Toothopolis with some new gel! They must be out of crest! Attack! We make holding deep!
Cavity creeps!
New crest down! New crest down!
A new gel as tough as Crest?
It's great tasting Crest Gel with Fluoristat. You creep.
Repelled by Crest Gel.
You'll love the flavor.
Why, you fight cavities with new Crest Gel. Tastes great. Crest. Shoot, Chuck!
2 points for my Count Chocula. Chocolatey good sealed with real marshmallows.
Time out.
You can enjoy a good, nutritious breakfast with Frankenberry. Strawberry-flavored cereal with marshmallows.
Count Chocula.
Frankenberry.
They're both winners!
And now free in specially marked boxes of Monster Cereals, a spooky steamster. They're racing cars that are lots of fun to run. With Frank, or Boo, or the Count on every one.
They're spooky steamsters!
Assembly required.
I've waited a long time for this, Luke Skywalker.
Ready, Darth Vader.
Introducing Bespin World, new from Star Wars Micro Collection line. 16 die-cast figures and action poses included. It's 3 play sets in one.
I'll connect gantry to Bespin control room. Watch what happens to Luke.
Wow! Activate Bespin freeze chamber.
Han looks frozen. Let's connect him. It's the whole world of Bespin.
Bespin World from Star Wars Micro Collection line. Play sets also sold separately, figures included. New from Kenner.
Soon, you can play Donkey Kong on your ColecoVision, Atari VCS, or Intellivision home video system. Won't that be fun?
Don't worry, darling! I'll save you!
Help me!
This new magic game is mine now! Mine! And that goody-goody prince who created it will never get it back! I'll name it Dragonfire! See that puny prince sneak across the bridge? That's my Dragonfire! I'll never let the treasure be taken by that goody-goody namby-pamby! Underhanded, sneaky little...
New Magic's Dragonfire is for Atari 2600 and Intellivision.
Okay, kids, take a...
Cook is it?
The most refreshing way to make the most of every day. And wherever you go and whatever you do, there's something big waiting for me and you. Cook is it?
The biggest taste you've ever found.
Cook is it? The one that never lets you down. Cook is it? The most refreshing taste around. Cook is it? Cook is it?
If you don't feel guilty, it wasn't that good.
Doctor, I keep eating all the Frusenglacia.
All the what?
Frusenglacia. Ice cream. I just can't help myself.
Frusenglacia. The ice cream under the dome. So creamy, so delicious, so rewarding.
Have you tried giving up Frusenglacia?
What do you think? I'm crazy?
Enjoy the guilt. Frusenglacia.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I ate all the Frusenglacia.
All the
what? Frusenglacia, ice cream. I ate it all. I just couldn't help myself.
Frusenglacia, the ice cream under the dome. So creamy, so delicious, so rewarding.
Have you tried abstaining from Frusenglacia?
Father, I'd rather go to heaven.
Enjoy the guilt. Frusenglacia.
Cosby here with a special report from Jell-O brand Pudding Pops. Mothers, do your kids talk like this?
Chocolate, vanilla, swirl.
Don't worry, they're just asking for Jell-O Pudding Pop Swirls.
Good news for your mouth and you, Mom.
You know what's so cool about Jell-O Gelatin Pops? They taste just like Jell-O Gelatin. But they've got a handle. So, while your right hand is doing this, your left hand can be doing this or, you know. But if your left hand sees how much fun your right hand is having, it won't want to be left out. And now you have to share Jell-O Gelatin Pops. Real Jell-O Gelatin, only cooler.
Check-a-me.
Yum. Yum
it up with new Check-a-me Bubble Yum.
Yum.
Check-a-me.
So cool.
Yum. Hey, Alan, here's a new Stripe Chips Ahoy cookie. Let you bite a stripe of fudge.
Difficult, but not impossible.
One more stripe coming up.
Now that's sneaky.
New Stripe Chips Ahoy.
Guess I've been a stripe.
Twizzlers make me very happy. I love the way they taste so chewy. Twizzlers make me very happy.
We love the way they taste so fruity.
does make your mouth so very happy.
My Super Golden Crisp cereal turns this nutritious breakfast into a super treat.
Spoon up the crunch for the bear.
One vitamin-packed punch, turn it up. These cats look kind of pale. Eat more wheat. Can't get enough Super Golden Crisp. It's got the crunch with punch. Yeah!
Just look what's new in video. 3D viewers and specially marked boxes of Super Golden Crisp. You can collect all three cartoon strips and make the adventures of Sugar Bear yours.
Now, back to our story.
Gonna have some fun? Gonna have some fun.
That's fun.
Yeah, she's having fun.
All right, Bill, we're back.
Well, no, you really?
Yes,
really. The first show we're going to talk about, Bill, is Party Down. Party Down is a show on Stars, but the only way I can watch it is on Netflix streaming because I don't have
Which
Stars.
Which is cool.
If I had Stars, I could watch Step Up to the Streets over and over again.
What about Step Up to the Streets?
Yeah, Step Up to the Streets.
Oh, that's what you said. Never mind. What was the first one called?
Step
Just
Up.
Just Step Up?
Yeah.
Was the same girl in it?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that lady's excited. So Party Down is about a catering service. We've talked about it before. It's got a lot of funny people on it, funny writers. Rob Thomas, the guy who did Veronica Mars. Paul Rudd is involved. Dan Etheridge is involved. What's the main guy's name? The guy who
Ken Marino,
who's hilarious and his poor character.
And he was part of the state, right?
I believe so. And he's written screenplays and stuff like that. He wrote that movie Diggers with Paul Rudd. Did you ever see that?
And Role Models, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I love that movie, too. David Wayne directed it. Part of Stella. Now, Party Down, the finale, has Sulu, George Takei. And this part, Bill, is hilarious because I was asking you the name of this guy. It's a guy who played Bill on Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, Bill Haverchuk.
Right, and Martin Starr, you said his name.
Yeah, that's his stage name. I think his real name is like Martin Schnegelheiger.
No, I think I'd change my name too. So in this episode, as Kristen Bell, they assign him the job of directing people to the restroom, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's this great line here.
Step right up and pee, or poo, or both.
Yeah. So here, he's a huge Star Trek fan, right? Like, the guy's like way...
Seminal.
Oh, yeah, I love that. And George Takei's there. I love that they're like, George Takei's here? He goes, no, his name is George Takei, all right?
Like, okay.
Yeah, he corrects everyone. I thought that was great. Now, he sees George Takei on his way to the bathroom. And I thought this was funny. Let's check it out.
Holy shit, Mr. Takei, the bathrooms are right this way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a huge Star Trek fan. Seminal.
Thanks.
Could I just maybe ask you one question?
Sorry, I really have to go. I had to go too. I'm really into Star Trek. I always had questions about the mind meld.
The mind meld?
Yeah.
That wasn't really my thing.
Right. So... Was there a biophysical principle behind it? Because it kind of seemed like magic, and magic, you know, has no place in sci-fi. So I was just wondering if maybe you could... A little trouble? Can't go?
Magic.
It's the talking.
Okay, yeah, right, okay. All right, there you go. I figured it was the capacity for perceiving the action of neurons.
Oh, So what about when Spock mind melded with a whale in 4?
It was in the script, so...
Right, I get that, but where's the line drawn? I mean, can you mind meld with anything, like, say, a raccoon or a rabid...
That's a question for Mr. Nimoy, I think, because I played Sulu.
Right.
I'm just going to grab one of these.
Wait, do you have any allergies?
Shellfish.
You don't want anything off the purple tray. I mean, that's shrimp meringue.
Then he ends up getting...
Yeah, and he hangs... He, like, hangs with him the entire time. Like, he's taking care of him.
He's all swole up.
Poor
yeah,
George.
He's all swollen up, and at the end he starts choking. And he's like, oh, are you okay? It's like, no, he's dying, you idiot.
So what do you think of Party Down? It's a fun show, isn't it?
It really is. It's like, you know how I would consider The Office to be kind of like cringe humor?
Right.
Whereas Party Down follows the same kind of style. It's just not cringe-inducing. It's more lighthearted and goofy. Right.
There's a few times where it's really uncomfortable. Like,
well, that's true.
Ken Marino's character there at that... That con guy was trying to embezzle money from everyone, and he pees in front of everyone, pees his pants. That was pretty uncomfortable and
yeah,
sad.
Yeah, that was.
I like when the one guy comes up to the director, I'll do anything to be, oh, really, anything? Yeah. Well, you're a little too late tonight.
Why did I have to meet you the day I got married?
I love it. That's such
a
fun
show. That was
show.
The great episode where they catered the porn awards.
Right.
And they keep trying to get him to...
Kim Marino's character has a gigantic penis. Did you see that one, Steven?
No.
It's so funny. He's like, could you just take it out for a second? Because I really think you'd be perfect. And he's like, oh, man.
Yeah, it's so creepy the way it's going down.
And Kim Marino's character wants to do super crackers. He wants to open a place called Soup or Crackers. And the guy's like, I couldn't help but overhear your problem with investment in your new restaurant. So if you could do a couple of these films, you could make some extra money. He's like, I don't know, man. So he ends up kind of taking it out, and he's got this gigantic schlong. And one of the chicks walks in for a second. She goes like, ah! And like turns around and runs away. And it like really disturbs her. My favorite part, though, is they get one of the porn stars in there. And they're like, maybe she could, you know, pleasure you, and we could see it kind of and he's like, I don't know about this or whatever. This one porn star won the blowjob award, and this rival porn star is like, I deserve that, that's my award. It's like a big gold penis. So they start fighting over the penis, and she pulls it back and hits the guy right in the dick, and he's like, oh, and he falls down. And right then, one of the other guys walks in, and I love this scene, Bill. It cracked me up. He's writhing on the ground, and he flips over where you see the penis. It's obviously a prosthetic, kind of just a quick flash. And the guy goes, whoa! And he jumps back and, like, slams into the table, like, and scares the shit out of him. That was so funny.
Like Godzilla in his pants.
Oh, man!
And then there's, you know, it's funny and it's sad that the Ken Marino character, this Ron Donald, he's really a tragic, tragic character. Like, he's trying to make something of his life. In high school, he was like the boozer that, you know, everybody laughed at. And
he's
one of the last
stoned.
Episodes is he actually has to cater his own reunion and nobody remembers him because he was such a douchebag. And then whenever they finally start to realize who he is, they're all laughing at him because he's catering his own reunion. And it's just – it's sad and it's funny and it just – oh,
and
that
I heard
episode.
It, and it's definitely coming back for another season. So Starz doesn't have a lot of original programming, so they need to keep it around.
Yeah, they really do. It's a great show.
Now, Reaper was his last episode this week. And I keep hearing rumors that they're trying to get it syndicated, Bill. But it's one of those things that seems like such a stretch.
Then they'd have to shoot it in Canada or in... New Zealand.
Yeah, they shoot it in Vancouver. Maybe they should shoot it in New Zealand. And I was hoping maybe they'll wrap up the story because it won't be coming back. And the character of Sam found a way to challenge the devil to a game. And if you win the game, you could get out. He wouldn't get your soul. And the game he picked was Quarters, and that was funny and all that. But I want to go back to the episode previously. And, you know, you've talked about Sock before, Bill, how he's a really annoying character. His character really doesn't care about anything I'm seeing. I don't know. He's just a jackass, right?
Yeah.
But this scene here, I mean, I love Reaper. It always cracks me up a couple of times per episode. But this scene here snuck up on me. Ben, their friend Ben, dates a demon named Nina. She's a
hot demon.
Hot demon who's trying to change her ways. Well, she has a friend who's a demon that she wants to set up with Sock. And Sock's like, really? She look like you? Yeah, she's like me. She's a demon and she wants to change her ways. And he's like, all right, set it up. So when the girl shows up, she's like a tomboy chick. She's just kind of like, hey, what's up? You know, kind of a dude. And he's like, what the hell? And, you know, honestly, isn't she kind of like Sock? Like the female version of Sock? So as soon as he sees her, he's like, oh, hey. He's like really just doesn't want to be there. So he decides when she's going to get up and use the bathroom to duck out of there. And his reasoning for ducking out is what cracked me up. Let's check it out.
I set you up with him as well.
Oh, you are such a good friend.
That she is. Well, I'm going to make a quick stop down to Pee-Pee Town. I'll be right back.
Okay. I'll be back. Miss you already.
Sock, what the hell are you doing?
Nothing. Crafting a cover story.
A cover story for what, Sock?
For me bailing out on that, Nina. Thank you very much for the effort. But we're going to tell her there was a bar fight that went on. I got in the middle of it, kicked everyone's ass as per usual. Had to take a trip downtown in the paddy wagon. Good?
No, not good. Not good, Sock. That is my friend Maggie, and I don't want you bailing on her. That's so rude.
Nina, I waited until she went to the bathroom like a gentleman.
Hey.
Way.
Hey. Forgot my purse.
Oh, it's right there.
Yes, it is. What's going on here?
That, nothing. I got paged, so I gotta go to the hospital where I work as a surgeon.
You're a surgeon?
Big time. Big time.
I gotta ask, what kind of surgery are you gonna perform?
I'm going to perform what is commonly known in the medical community as a face-off.
A face-off. Like the movie.
Yeah, exactly like the movie. We just found the perfect face match, so I'm going to boogie out of here. Pleasure to make your acquaintance. Thank you again, Nina. Yes, okay.
When I first saw that, I couldn't stop laughing. And the funny thing is when he goes, yeah, I need to perform surgery, you see his friend Ben like, oh, no. They keep showing Ben like making facial like, oh, bad idea. He's not going to be able to lie his way out. He goes, I'm going to perform a face off. And you see Ben go, yeah. And he's like, thumbs up. Like, good excuse, good. Man. Like, that'll work.
Right on. Perfect.
It's like, but I love that. A face off is face off. I think a couple of times on the show, Bill, you've said face off.
Yeah, because it's just so classic that I'm going to take his face off. That's just Nick Cage.
Nick Cage doing Shatter, I guess. Face off. But I love that, and too bad Reaper's gone forever. And if it's not, I'll be pleasantly surprised. It's also got, what's that chick's name, Bill, that you really like?
Oh, Missy Peregrim.
Yeah, Missy Peregrim. It kind of ended on a down note where she gave her soul for Sam to help him, and then he ends up getting her soul too. So that was kind of a bummer. But you kind of learn at the very end that God is on Sam's side in the angels and stuff, so it's like they couldn't have him beat the devil yet. They're planning something. So I guess we have to assume that everything turns out okay. That's a sucky thing about shows getting canceled. You just gotta kind of insert your own ending, right?
Correct. Well, hopefully, like you said, they'll, you know, somehow figure out a syndication thing for it.
The way I think of it is if that friggin' show with Hercules, Kevin Sorbo, that space show Andromeda, could be on for like 7 years in syndication, they gotta be able to get good shows in syndication,
yeah,
right?
What about the piece of shit that's on now, that Legend of the Seeker?
Yeah, I've watched that a couple times. I gotta be honest, sometimes I like get into it.
My dad is obsessed with it.
Well, it's like,
I guess it's all on Hulu or something, he's like, you gotta watch this show. It's really good. If you like Lord of the Rings, you'll love this
thing. It's got the gyro captain in it, Bill, from Road Warrior.
Oh, no shit? I'm gonna have to watch it.
Yeah, he's the wizard guy. And I gotta tell you, it's pretty entertaining, and it's in HD on here on the local affiliate on CW.
Oh.
On Saturdays, it's an HD, and it looks gorgeous. So,
All right. You beat me down.
So check it out. Now, before we do the news, let's talk about the big, huge, action-packed finale of 24. Yes.
I'm still traumatized from it. I can't speak.
First of all, let's talk about how Kim was in peril. She had these sleeper agents with her at the airport, and they were going to – remember he had the webcam on her?
Right. Yes, Ozzy and Harriet, sleeper agents.
Yeah, and she figures out that they're bad people. She's talking on the phone like, yeah, come and think of it. They have a webcam on me. Oh, my God, you got to get out of there or whatever. And I love the guys.
They're totally putting me on camhorse.com.
When the
they're trying to upskirt me.
And the guy who's – I've seen the guy who was the agent, the bad guy with the
long
hair.
I've seen the woman, too, a million times.
His hair is so douchey, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like he's such a greaseball.
But I
like to cut your hair, man.
It was so funny because when he realizes security's moving in, his big idea is to just open fire on everyone.
Yeah, why not?
But here's
when all else fails, just start shooting.
They're like, if we could get that laptop, we'd know where they're beaming it. We could find your dad, Jack Bauer, who's being held captive. She's like, all right. So she's got to get this laptop, right? So what did she do? The guy kills all the guards. He's getting away. Kim's like, I'm going to go after him. And the best part is she's on the phone. It goes, dead battery or whatever.
Yeah.
The battery.
I love when my phone tells me that it has a dead battery.
It's like, if it's a dead battery, you're not even going to see a screen. It's just going to go black, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The battery is dead. Where am I getting the power to display this message? If a phone is going
dead. I'm using my backup battery to tell you my battery is dead.
It's like, my external dead battery.
So she's chasing this guy, and I love it. Didn't you guys know as soon as she's like, excuse me, officer, I need you. The guy was going to be dead in a few seconds. But let's go ahead and check out this cool chase scene. Because as the car flips over the bad guy, Kim decides to go grab the laptop from the flaming wreckage of the car. And this part actually scared Emma. She was watching it with me. When he grabs Kim's arm, she was like, ah! And she ran out of the room. I was like, Emma, it's all make-believe. It's not real. That man isn't burning up. It's not
and
real.
And he has douchey hair.
Yeah, he has really bad hair. Stay away from any man who has hair like that. Okay, let's check this out.
Goodbye.
Kim, it's Renee. Go ahead.
I've got him. He's in a stealth parking garage.
Are you in visual contact?
No, he's on one of the upper levels. I'm at the exit.
Copy that. We're coming towards you.
Hurry!
Right on cue!
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no!
Hang on. Help is on the way.
Oh, wow, that was a great line delivery.
She's got a grip. Oh, no!
He's... Oh! No. Let go of my hand, people, man.
Is there a droid in the car with him?
Sounds like it.
His car had an astrodroid, I think.
You're hurt. Let me see your arm. No, listen to me, Renee. That laptop has the camera that they were using to track me. With a D11 inverse router, we may be able to backtrace the signal to the people that have my father.
Wait, a what?
I work with CTU, systems analyst. Is there anyone back in the office
that
can help us with this?
Yeah, I've got Chloe O'Brien standing by.
She's got a degree in horseshit.
Get on the phone.
She's got a degree in horseshit. Another thing is, you may have been CTU a couple of years ago, honey, but that technology advances really fast. So.
Yeah,
she's been
now
studying
up to
online.
D13 inverse router.
Yeah, what did she say?
With a D11 inverse router, we may be able to backtrace the signal.
Yeah. Where do they come up with this shit?
I honestly think they just sit around a table and throw out numbers and letters.
D11 inverse router. What's an inverse router?
Yeah, what the hell would an inverse router do?
Is there such a thing exist?
No such thing exists.
But now that I noticed that there was a droid in the car with the bad guy, I'm really sad for that droid.
I know.
Poor little guy.
The droids always get a bad, you know, ending.
Poor little guy.
I think the best part of that scene, other than the whole inverse router shit, was when her arm catches on fire.
She's going, oh, like
it's a shot from about 20 feet back, and it's obvious that it's not that what the hell is her name? Cuthbert.
Alicia Cuthbert.
Cuthbert.
She's 2 foot taller.
All of a sudden, it's gone from a girl that's like 5'4 to a woman that's 6'1 with a bad wig.
That the hair is curly and her hair is straight. It's like blonde curly hair. They got
the worst wig ever. And the arm, holding out the arm like as far away from the face as possible and like stumbling back. I laughed so hard when I saw that.
They stole a six wig from BSG.
Yeah, that's what it looked
like. Put it on her head. Yeah, she's going, ooh, ooh, like shaking her arm. And it's like, we need to get that arm looked at.
Calling her in to the looping session for that. Okay, we need you to scream like your arm's on fire.
Yeah, we're going to play an example, and this is what we want you to do. But, you know, instead she did something like this. Good old man.
God, it was so bad. And the whole thing was so anticlimactic. It was just, it's like, oh, Tony's bad. Oh, Jack's dying. Oh.
Yeah, let's check this out. Basically, Tony has Jack captive. And my favorite thing is Tony finally explains his motivation for everything. This
genius.
This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. It's to lure Will Patton here, who's a great actor, by the way. Let's check this out.
I can't believe you're doing this. You're betraying everything that you've ever worked for. I know you think this country failed you, and I don't care what kind of ideology you believe in now. This is no way to fight for it. What you're doing is wrong. This is wrong, and you know it. Damn it, Tony, look at me. Please, as someone who was once your friend, let me die in peace. Don't let them use me to kill innocent people.
I have no intention of letting them use you as a pathogen, Jack. I never did.
I overheard you. This was your idea. You sold it to them.
It was just a play.
A play?
To get the man who's coming here right now. Took me three years to find him.
He's a real son of a bitch.
Took me another year to get him to meet me face to face. I had to prove myself to him by taking down Jonas Hodges. I had to convince him that I was a true believer in his cause.
What the hell are you talking about?
His name is Alan Wilson. He was a man behind
that's
Charles.
That's quite
Logan.
Possibly the most evil the name I've ever heard.
Alan Wilson.
His name. And he had Michelle Schultz cover his
son
tracks.
Of a
this
bitch.
Is the man who murdered my wife, Jack.
Everything that you've done today is for personal revenge.
It's about justice.
Justice.
No, it's because
you
I have
killed innocent people,
giant.
Tony.
10 times as many people would have died if it hadn't been for me. The deeper I dug to find the person responsible for Michelle's death, the more I kept running into men like Jonas Hodges. They're the ones with the crazy ideology, Jack, not me. I'm the one who had a plan to bring them down. I'd enlisted Bill and Chloe to help me track all the elements of this group. And when I finally got what I wanted, they would turn them in and shut them down.
But you screwed that all up, didn't you, Jack? You see, I'm the one who saved lives today, Jack, not you. I'm the one who helped you recover the CIP device.
Wow, I'm the one who warned you about the White House attacks. I'm the one who stopped Jonas Hodges from launching those missiles.
You tell yourself whatever you want.
There's no I in T.
You launched a biological attack on Washington Center Station, and if we hadn't gotten there in time, thousands of innocent people would have been killed.
Oh. I did what I had to do to get Alan Wilson there.
That delivery.
And now...
I've seen the face of evil, and it's Alan Wilson is his name.
And no one will ever know the full extent of this conspiracy.
I'm not gonna kill him, Jack.
Huh? I'm just gonna maim him.
You are.
What? I'm gonna tie him to a tree. Show you a real pervert.
I'm sorry that it has to be you. The truth is, they wouldn't let me within 50 feet of the guy. You're the one he's coming for.
You're not honoring Michelle's life. You are reveling in her death, and she would despise you for this.
Yeah, well, she's dead.
Yeah, that's right, or we'll tie you to a tree, you in the ass while we jerk you off. Show you what we really do to perverts around here.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, Alan Wilson is a guy. I love the way he says it, and his name is Alan Wilson. It's like,
they
oh.
They should have added a dun-dun-dun.
It's like, wow. That's a scary name.
That's
there.
That's the scariest name I've ever heard.
Can they
of?
Give it a name
it's
like
a
his name
that
is?
You'll have nightmares
his
about.
His name is Kaiser Soze. Come on, come up with a better name.
His name
Jeez.
Was Joe Smith.
This is like so lame. So the big thing there is right when Tony's about to kill Alan Wilson, they stop him and they shoot him in the hand with a gun. It's like, no, Alan Wilson. He was going to get his ultimate revenge. And he was, I love, it was so clumsy and silly looking, Bill, when he's got duct tape over Jack's mouth and firefight starts. They've shown up, the FBI, and you see Jack running with his hands tied. He's going, he's got the tape over his mouth. I thought it was funny. What is there to say about 24? It ended on a somber note of Jack in the hospital, the nice Muslim guy.
Yeah, oh my God. Was that any more pathetic? That, you know, 24 obviously has to pay some sort of reparations to the Muslim community for using them as villain fodder for so long that now they bring
up,
in
yeah they made
like,
up for it
freaking Muslim Gandhi,
and he's like I've done a lot of bad things in my life, but the best part is Kim shows up. She goes, oh hey, is it too late to do any of that stem cell stuff?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, not at all. We could get going right now. She's like, all right. And it's like, oh, Jack's going to be okay. But that's another thing. Okay, you spend most of the season with Jack dying. We already know he can't die, so why even bother?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Well, they obviously didn't think this through very well.
Keith Sutherland had to spend the entire season going, and stuff like that. I mean, it's just,
well, you know what? He was going to get an Emmy for that.
I hope so. He's won the Emmy before for this show. Did you know that?
Yeah, isn't that pathetic?
Oh, my God.
This Steven. Is Emmy worthy.
Someone get him some ice water.
Oh.
This man's having a seizure.
Yes, he is. I think Kiefer Sutherland is great on the show. But here's what I want next season. I want Jack to kill lots of bad guys, not have any kind of ailment. I don't even want him to have the sniffles, okay? Just have him plug in bad guys left and right. No more terrorists. No more blowing up something. You know what? Go ahead and blow something up. I want, yeah. In fact, the movie Roller Coaster. Have you guys ever seen that with George Segal where the guy's planting bombs on roller coasters?
Yeah.
Have that. Jack is going to all the different amusement parks in the country where this mad bomber is blowing up roller coasters. And no one will listen to him. I'm telling you, he's going to strike here. We have no reason to believe that, sir. You are making a huge mistake. You know, let's do that. Come on.
That's actually not too far from what 24 is.
Let's do it.
Well, no, really?
Certainly not a stretch.
What do you think, Steven?
Yes.
Wow.
I had to think about it. No, no.
That was dramatic. That was about as dramatic as Alan Wilson.
Okay, and I asked.
I was acting.
Yes, acting! Now, what do you guys say we do some news? You ready, Bill?
Yeah, let's do some news.
Guys like that should get beat up.
Oh.
That's man code.
All right, Bill, what do we have in the news this week?
All right, Andersonville, Tennessee. Deputies said a man who was caught wearing a woman's thong and lingerie top was charged with burglarizing a home. Chief Deputy Mark Lucas said deputies caught 42-year-old Larry Moore, who was wearing only panties in an abandoned farmhouse.
Oh.
The officers followed footprints from a nearby Andersonville home where a burglary had been reported. Police believe Moore ran to an empty farmhouse next door and jumped out of a second-story window when he heard police approaching.
What?
Wow. Moore was that's a pretty intense escape for Robin from underwear.
I know. Did he die?
No, he didn't. Moore was charged Monday with aggravated burglary, auto burglary, and vandalism, and was held on $65,000 in bond. So the Knoxville, Tennessee Sentinel reported the man was released from the same jail May 21st after being arrested for property crimes. So this guy is a repeat offender.
So
who likes women's undergarments.
He went from property crimes to wearing a woman's thong? What?
Yeah. And, I mean, it wasn't just a thong. It was a nice lacy top.
Whoa.
Yep. Okay.
So, you know, you've got to feel sexy whenever you're committing crimes.
They have what?
Dallas Independent School District Hall Monitor.
Oh, that place is a mess.
Is accused of waving a gun and threatening a woman in a road rage incident Thursday morning.
This is wrong and you know it.
Bobby Strojan, 47, is being held on suspicion of aggravated assault in Dallas County Jail. According to police, Felicia Lori, 32, and her children were headed northbound on Interstate 44 near Lamar Street when Strojan's vehicle abruptly cut in front of her and cut her off at least two more times before pulling alongside her vehicle on the side of the road and pointed a silver handgun at her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, both vehicles pulled into a gas station parking lot. The guy told the officer that a crazy lady was following him.
Get the hell out of here, man. You better back up.
Way to turn it around, man. That lady's crazy. Well, why do you have a gun? I don't know. I'm a hall monitor. I need it. Those kids are dangerous.
Wow. Guy's an a-hole.
As most hall monitors are.
Punch him right in the face.
In Destin, Florida, two 16-year-olds were arrested for shoving popcorn chicken down their pants and walking out of Walmart without paying.
Nice. Why would they steal popcorn chicken?
Yeah, why not take the chicken strips? They have awesome chicken strips at Walmart.
That shit is good.
But why shove them down your pants? I don't even care if the chicken's touching my own private parts. I ain't eating it.
Do those chickens have large talons?
They tend to be very dangerous.
I don't understand a word you just said.
The teen boys from Georgia ate several chicken strips while they were in the store. Prior to placing
the
buckets,
let's take this shit home with us.
prior to placing the buckets of chicken down their pants and leaving, both were arrested for retail theft because the defendants exited the store without attempting to pay for any of the consumed and concealed merchandise. Okay. I didn't know that you could like go to Walmart and just eat shit out of the cases.
I know. What is that about? I mean,
apparently. These kids are geniuses.
Whatever.
They got fed and arrested. All right, in Austin, Texas, a man had to be shot with a taser three times after he ran naked in an Austin neighborhood, attacked two people, and bit a police officer.
Holy shit.
That dude must have been hopped up on meth. On Sunday afternoon, Austin police went to the 12th and Cometa Street. According to the affidavit, an officer saw a naked man attacking a man and a woman. Good Lord. The officer says he ordered the suspect, Ernest Smith II, on the ground, but Smith got up and lunged toward another officer. That officer fired a taser at Smith. He fell to the ground, got up again, and was tasered a second time. At that point, officers tried handcuffing Smith. During the struggle, the affidavit said he bit an officer's leg and was tased a third time.
Jesus.
I've seen guys get tased once and they're done. This guy gets tased three times?
Wow, that's a tough bastard, man.
He must be like Hulk or something.
Well, you know how you have to do that police training to get tased?
Right.
Yeah. That shit will enlarge your testicles.
One of my testicles has enlarged.
Exactly.
Well, you know, that happens with Eric Estrada. His balls fluctuate in size.
That depends on how much electricity is flowing through his body.
Exactly. Federal officials today charged a contractor for the Internal Revenue Service with repeatedly urinating inside a Detroit IRS building freight elevator, causing a stink for other employees.
Oh, nice.
Michael Hicks, 55, of Detroit, is charged with felony count of malicious mischief, damaging governmental property by the sum of exceeding $1,000. The crime is punishable by up to 10 years in prison.
Holy
shit. For pissing in an elevator?
Now back off and let me pee.
An investigator installed a surveillance camera and picked up images of someone urinating in the elevator on numerous occasions.
Step right up and pee, or poo, or both.
Yeah, well, thank God it wasn't both.
Yikes.
Hicks was identified and was confessed to the urination during a 2008 interview. Hicks denied having any medical conditions that would cause him to commit such an offense. A special agent said he stated that he did it because he felt he could get away with it. Well,
sorry,
why not?
Hurt your feelings. Yeah, I'm sorry.
He's really sorry.
What better reason to piss in an elevator than thinking, well, you can get away with it?
That makes two of us.
All right, in Bogota, Colombia, a hearse driver for a funeral home stopped for a beer and failed to deliver the body to a cemetery while the family waited.
No, shit.
Nice.
Punch him right in the face.
The Latin American Herald Tribune reported Wednesday that relatives and friends of Tito Vasquez waited for several hours Sunday at the Campos de Cristos cemetery for the hearse to arrive so they could bury their loved one.
I've eaten there before, Campos de Cristos.
Mm. Oh, it's delicious.
Good tacos.
Good stuff.
Vasquez's family said they could not understand why his body was not being delivered for the funeral.
Why hasn't he been delivered yet?
Police said Vasquez's body was found in the hearse in the parking lot of a motel in Bogota's San Bernardo neighborhood.
So, what's your poison?
Took him for one last drink.
Yes. Hey, drink up!
Yeah, but the problem was he forgot to
take the money.
Deliver him. Let's get drunk and get a hotel room, man. What's that? You don't care? Okay. Let's do it.
It's like Weekend at Bernie's or something.
Speak up if you got a problem with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, never complained.
Hey, never said a word to me. I asked him if he had family. He said nothing. I thought he said no.
You going to be late for something?
I know that, dude.
Why don't we get a room and relax? He didn't say anything, so I thought he was for it.
Kick back, buddy.
Man, you sure are chill. You don't really say anything, do you?
You sure don't talk much.
You're a quiet one.
You're going to be late to your own funeral, I bet, one day.
It happens to be today. All right, McG has said that he is responsible for Christian Bale's eruption on the set of the movie.
What?
Yes, he said he's to blame for the whole thing.
This finally comes out?
Yeah, he said first and foremost, it's his job to create a safe environment on the set at all times so that the actors can explore any given emotion and always believe in the sanctity of the film.
You prick!
The fact that it was leaked was inexcusable, and I'm ashamed and embarrassed on behalf of Hollywood that this would happen. It's very unfortunate.
No! He is so full of shit.
I know.
There is no way he did that. It's like, have you ever heard of Elia Kazan? He was famous, you know, he did On the Waterfront, he did East of Eden with James Dean. He was famous for manipulating his cast to get the performance he wanted. If you needed to be pissed off in the scene, he would make you so livid, so angry, and action, and you'd be ready to go. He was perfect at manipulating you. He would get you so upset, like if you cried or he'd need you to cry. There's no way you can tell me that Joseph McGinty, McG, knows how to do this.
Yeah. He says, here's another great quote from him. In a great many ways, this is a war movie. So I'm on the set getting in Christian's face saying, you better get your shit together and you better fire up and make me believe your life is in danger. Now get off your effing ass, Christian, and go show me something. Now that's going to get him fired up in the spirit of creating a real life and death performance, and that's never meant to get outside that arena.
He does not get it.
Wow. He's full of shit.
Yeah, he's...
There was also... He did this thing for Entertainment Weekly where he revealed the real ending to the movie.
Oh, really?
Where he was just kind of talking around a table or whatever. It was never in the script. I can't believe for a minute this was ever in the script. The real ending was John Connor dies. Marcus... Mm-hmm. They put Marcus in the guise of John Connor to help the Resistance. They can't know that their savior's dead. The first thing he does... They go, how do you feel, or whatever. He's John Connor, but it's really Marcus inside. His programming kicks in. He kills Kyle Reese. He kills his wife. He kills everybody in the room.
Oh, that's such bullshit.
The machines win. He goes, but the studio thought it was kind of dark. And I was like, you're full of shit. There's no way that was the original ending.
No, that would never get... You know what? That's such horseshit.
No.
He's such a liar.
He was just giving... He's a liar. There's no way.
Much like the devil.
He should only be sorry for using G as a name.
Yeah. He's a douchebag. You know who he is? Alan Wilson. Mick G is Alan Wilson.
You know what's funny? I was talking to Andy before the show, and he was talking about how he read an article with Mick G explaining his name. He says that the whole thing behind Mick G isn't that he created it. It's just that there were so many Josephs in his family that they just called him McGee because of his middle name being McGinty.
Yeah, but the rest of the world doesn't care, so go by your friggin' name, all right?
Yeah, and he's like, and then he says, like, so people should just get over it because it's nothing about, you know, me being arrogant or one. And I'm just like, yeah, you know what? It is. You're an asshole. Honestly, what's so bad about his name being Joseph McGinty Nickel? He wouldn't even have to use McGinty, just Joe Nickel, directed by Joe Nickel. Then I wouldn't have to stare at the screen.
Jay McGinty.
Yeah. I just...
Use your first two initials even. J whatever. J.J. McGinty. You know, it works for J.J. Abrams, right?
Or J.M. Nickel.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, you know, J.M. Barry, great writer.
Exactly.
Anyways, moving on. I think... I've done stories about people robbing places with swords.
Nice.
I think our fans are listening because it's happened again.
Oh, no.
Yes, a sword-wielding man dressed in black robbed a 7-Eleven in McKinney, demanding cash and cigarettes. I believe this is just outside Dallas, McKinney.
Yeah it's north of Dallas.
What?
Demanding cash and cigarettes.
Well, what?
Robbery took place at 2:45 a.m. Minutes after the robbery was reported, police stopped a driver in a Nissan Altima near the store. Inside the vehicle, officers found a sword, money, and merchandise. Police declined to specify what had been stolen. The driver, Fong Nguyen, or Fong Nguyen, was taken to the...
Sounds like
to
a fart.
Fong Nguyen. Was taken to the Collin County Sheriff's Office and charged with aggravated robbery. No one was injured during the robbery, thank God. Because those swords are really dangerous.
Oh, totally. It would have been cool if he had one of those unfolding blades like Sulu in the new Star Trek.
Awesome!
Ching, 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 ching. I swear, I thought of that sword when I was a kid in elementary school, like a folding blade sword, and it goes ching, ching, ching real fast.
Well, it's almost kind of like a lightsaber, the way that extends, except
yeah.
It's a blade.
Who needs a white lightsaber if you could do a regular sword like that? That'd be badass, yo.
That would.
I'm pretty sure it would chop your fingers off if you opened it at the wrong time, though.
Yeah, I always wondered how people with those switchblades didn't chop their fingers off the way they, like, flip those things out.
Totally. I heard that, man.
Do you remember in the 80s whenever they had switchblade combs?
Oh, yeah. Totally. That shit was badass.
All right. Tom Sizemore,
you just said.
Great actor, or was a great actor, but guess what? He's been arrested again.
Who's this again?
Tom Sizemore.
Tom Sizemore.
Poor Tom Sizemore.
And it just shows you what drugs can do to you, man. This is...
I mean, seriously, how many drugs can you do in your life?
I know.
Tons.
He was arrested in Hollywood around 12:30 during a report for domestic violence disturbance.
So, what's your poison?
When cops showed up, Tom just happened to be in the area and was discovered he had $25,000 in outstanding narcotics warrants. Sizemore and a buddy who was in possession of narcotics were both arrested and booked. That's not a good thing. So he just happened to be in the area and had drugs on him. Smart!
Splendid.
And last story, for our fans in Australia, the Lord has manifested him in many ways.
Sorry if I hurt your feelings.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey. On the bottom of a frying pan, in a baby scan, and on a blunt fish finger.
Huh? A fish?
His latest
fish
appearance.
Don't have fingers.
You know, it's a fish stick.
I love those.
Those are delicious.
With ketchup.
His latest appearance was on a Vegemite jar lid.
Sweet.
Really?
Yes. A mother of three saw the image when she was preparing toast for her youngest boy. And there's a picture of it. And guess what? That doesn't,
like a blob.
It doesn't look like Jesus. In fact, it looks kind of like a blob of Vegemite. Yeah, so people are really, really stupid. I would like to know who contacted the news about it. Like, hey.
The fact that the news, a news crew comes out.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. And there's pictures
we'll
of
be right
holding
there.
The jar lid. It's just, ugh.
I just want to know, how do they know what Jesus looked like?
Exactly! Thank you, Stephen.
Hmm.
It's like every known picture of who is supposed to be Jesus was created by, you know...
A white man.
By a white man, an Italian impressionist paintings.
I wonder how many times a silhouette of Darth Vader has appeared on things, but no one notices.
Yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right.
Because, you know what's funny, is there's a certain time of day, and Emma pointed this out to me. My daughter, my five-year-old daughter, goes, Daddy, come here, Darth Vader. I went, what? Darth Vader, Daddy? And so I walked in there, and the light was shining through the little window on our door. You know that little archway?
Yeah.
And it's got a little glass etching. And the light was coming through it and projecting on the wall, and it was the shape of Darth Vader's helmet. And Emma was walking by and goes, Darth Vader! So
that's
she called,
quite possibly the coolest thing ever.
And I go, you're right! That does look like Darth Vader! I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, and you know what? I missed one story that I have to do. We talked about it earlier before the show. It's the start of the Jehovah Witnesses convention season. And
awesome.
This year, like many before, they're preparing for the end of the world.
Oh, no.
Yeah, starting today, Friday, May 30th, the Witnesses will host 14 consecutive weeks at the Christian Convention Center in Palm Beach. This year's theme, Keep on the Watch. Yes, it's designed to discuss.
Those guys know how to party.
Yeah, discuss world events and how they relate to the Bible's prophecy of the apocalypse. While all conventions are open to the public, the Witnesses are specifically inviting the public to the discussion with the provocative title, How to Survive the End of the World.
Why the hell would anyone who wasn't a Jehovah's Witness go to one of those things?
I know. Morbid curiosity?
You know, I don't know. I've mentioned it before that my grandparents were Jehovah's Witnesses. And when I was a little kid, they'd go to these things called, they were assemblies, a giant convention. They rent out the convention center. And I would go for this reason. They would pass out food tickets, and the concession stands were open just like they were for sporting events. You'd load up on nachos, popcorn,
awesome.
Hot dogs, punch, and we'd sit up. I'd be with my cousins, and we'd sit up way up in the rafters where you weren't really paying attention to that. You'd just be stuffing your face with junk food.
That's cool.
So we turned a negative into a positive,
absolutely.
Right?
But, you know, it's especially an important time for Jehovah's Witnesses.
The end of the world.
Because they feel it's imminent.
Why
the,
is it
the end
imminent?
Of the world.
What has happened to make it imminent?
Well, they said that they can't really put a date on it, but the scriptures tell them
we can't put a date on it.
That nobody knows the days or hours, but they're looking at the signs.
You know what? They back in the day, they always put a date on it. Like it bit them in the ass every time.
The Aztec calendar and whatever other calendar ends on the same date on the 12th.
It's 2012.
And you know what that date is,
right? Is it Roland Emmerich doing the date of this?
Well, do you know what the date is? Is you cross the astral plane. So there's a whole set of different stars. And that's how they told the future by calendar. They did the calendar by the stars. So if they can't see the stars, they can't make more calendars.
But so, of course,
what
but
is the date, by the way? I forget.
That the signs are that there's fighting against nations. We're seeing more earthquakes.
That's never happened before.
No. But the kicker here that just sent it over the top, swine flu.
Oh.
Yep, it just points to things that show we're getting very close
together,
to what they feel is the end.
Swine flu, that's the beginning of the end.
Swine flu has swine flu has made them so crazy that they're going back to door to door.
So they're
Bibles
spreading the swine
packets.
Flu?
They've got to spread the message about swine flu, end of the world.
Yeah, they've got to kill a lot of trees with their stupid leaflets. Well, they, you know.
What I've decided this whole recruiting thing is about is if they bring in more people, that makes the people going door to door have more of a chance of being in the 144,000.
Yeah, don't they know that – I mean, okay – just for a second here. Jehovah's Witnesses have been around a long freaking time. You got to think, in that span of time, how many witnesses have there been? You don't have a chance of getting in. It's like a pyramid scheme. They've already filled the slot, man.
There's worse odds than the lottery.
There's already been over 144,000 that are probably dead that were perfect J-dubs, and they did everything that was asked for them, and they're in. You're screwed. You're not getting in.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
They're all filled up. And there's no more room at the party.
you're better than the one that's already there, so that they get booted out and you get
it's
in.
It's like, dude, this guy's pretty good out there.
Pretty good.
He went to 20 different houses today. How many did you ever do? What's the most you
did? Jehovah's Witnesses have a revolving door policy on heaven.
It's like, hey, you may have been good and perfect. There's always some out there that's better.
Yep.
Like, damn it.
Sorry, Ted.
So let me ask, do they ever mention the devil or in any of this stuff? Or are they just talking about swine flu?
Evil. Like it's the fruit of the devil. Evil.
Alan Wilson.
Yep. That's the devil's real name.
Alan Wilson.
But you shouldn't
backwards.
Say it. Don't say it three times.
I won't. He'll appear. Will Patton will appear to us. Hey, it's Will Patton.
Start reciting lines from The Postman.
Ride, Postman. Oh, wait, that wasn't him who did that. But
he said he kept calling him Shakespeare or whatever.
Shakespeare? Not a good movie.
Oh, come on. That is a great movie.
Kevin Costner needed to hire an editor.
Oh, my God. That thing took forever. The moment they decided to keep the scenes with the... what the hell is his name?
Tom Petty. Yeah.
Like,
aren't you famous? I used to be. Give it up. Stop. Oh, wait. Let me snap
I'm
out a bit.
I'm learning to fly. All right. I'm not singing anymore.
Free.
That was the best music video ever. Spandex in a half pipe.
What was the Johnny Depp one? The one where he was like a rock star?
Oh, yeah. What the hell was that one?
The whole video is Johnny Depp is a small-time singer, but he gets real famous, and he's an asshole or whatever. Do you know what
Great
I'm
Wide Open.
Oh, yeah. Into the great wide open. And he would say, a rebel without a clue. Whatever. Let's move on, Bill.
Yeah, well, he was busy blowing in his buddies.
How to give
Wow.
All right, and that's news for this week.
Nice. Bill, thank you for doing the news. It was awesome.
Blowing in your buddies.
Yes, thank you, Bill, for doing that. All right, let's do DVD, Steven.
Ow!
Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs.
DVDs! 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 HD Blu-ray set out of definition! DVDs! Yeah, buddy, the DVDs!
Exactly. That lady's extremely excited.
She loves them.
So does R2.
R2 thought he could dance.
I love that.
R2 can dance.
Did that part even make sense in Return of the Jedi? They're torturing droids?
No, because droids don't have nerve endings.
Well, first of all, what has a droid done to act up enough to be tortured?
They've apparently their programming. Some really, really terrible things.
They have restraining bolts. They even mentioned, put him in a restraining bolt. Couldn't they do that? Or are they just doing it for entertainment?
I think maybe this droid was an outlaw.
Let me explain.
Huh?
He'll explain. Just let him.
Inside.
Oh.
What DVDs do we have this week?
All right. DVDs for June 2nd, 2009.
Brain broken.
All right, Bill. What is the first DVD of the week? I'm really excited about this.
Well, this one you're going to be especially excited about. Anaconda's Trail of Blood.
Oh, my God. That sounds so awesome.
I know. I had no idea that Anacondas left a trail of blood.
I also had no idea that this franchise was continuing.
You know what? As long as John Rhys-Davies is alive,
they'll make
bad
another.
Sequels will be made.
So this is the same franchise that started with Jennifer Lopez, right?
I believe so.
And it's now languishing in straight-to-video hell.
Yes.
And the first movie was horrible anyway. It should have been straight to video. Yeah.
Oh, my God. John Voight in that thing was just...
You know what was funny? Is I was just thinking about this today, honestly. I was thinking about movies where a character is out of commission the entire movie and then shows up at the end.
Yes.
And I remembered Eric Stoltz is unconscious below...
For the entire thing.
Below deck. And he doesn't show up until the very end when the whole nightmare is over, which I think is funny. But I was trying to think of other movies like that, and I was thinking, like, I'd want to be the actor who's in any kind of disaster movie, and I'm the guy who's unconscious the entire movie, then wakes up.
I wonder
up
how much he got paid for that.
No idea, but I couldn't think of any more other characters, but I know there's some out there. Oh, I remember what it was. In the movie Alive, Ethan Hawke's character, Nando, he sleeps through most of the horror of everything. Remember, he's like in a coma.
Right.
Then he's the guy who wakes up and goes, what are we doing here? And he goes, I'm going to go get help. And he's the guy who saves everybody by going on a long hike, remember?
Yeah.
He
decides, well, you know what? That's like the best part.
Yeah, he's like, remember his sister and his mom are dead and they ate their asses or whatever? To survive?
Delicious asses,
he gets
by the way.
Really pissed off.
This is wrong and you know it.
Why'd you have to eat their asses?
Yeah. Or maybe they don't. Maybe he says don't touch them. I can't remember. It's been a long time. Let's just say they did, okay?
All right. Doesn't they did. Let's say they did.
That makes it a better story, Bill.
It does.
Yeah.
All right. Next DVD is Avenging Angelo, the 2002 Sylvester Stallone film with Madeline Stowe. You ever see this thing?
No.
It's bad.
Avenging Angelo. I thought you were going to say Avenging Angel. It's like, man, that was an awesome 80s movie.
No, this one is a really bad 2002 movie where he plays a tough as nails. Oh, God. Tough as nails. How many times have we heard that before? Bodyguard who vows to protect a beautiful Madeline Stowe after her father, mafia kingpin Angelo, is gotten down and cold blood.
Is she blind in this one too? Like in Blink?
Wow, that was a bad burp.
If you're doing
no,
this.
She isn't, but she should be.
You remember back in the day, she was pretty hot.
Oh, God, yeah.
I believe she was, or she may still be, married to Brian Benben.
She is, in fact, still married to Brian Benben.
He's quite a catch, man.
He is. I mean, Dream On... I come in peace. A Brian Benben show.
I love I Come in Peace. He had a show called The Brian Benben Show.
Yes, he did.
That's hilarious.
It was like in the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh. He just killed the alien, I guess.
Yeah, after...
We're out of here.
Yeah, after he did, like, the big movies. I think it only lasted like 8 episodes.
The Brian Benben Show. I loved his name, Benben.
Yeah.
He had two first names, Ben and Ben.
It's so funny on the IMDb page, somebody posts, only 9 episodes? This show had very much potential. All right, if you're a big fan of Boston Legal, why not pick up seasons 1, 2, 3, and 4? Holy God.
Holy crap, that's a lot of Boston Legal.
That's a lot of painful television.
You know, we all know the best episode of Boston Legal was a Scientology episode. Am I right?
Yeah, it was easy. Easy.
Thetan.
All right, next DVD and Blu-ray, Daniel Craig and what the hell is his name? Sabretooth. Liev Schreiber.
Sabretooth.
What's his name?
In Defiance.
Yes.
The Edward Zwick movie.
Any movie that's killing Nazis, I'm going to check it out, man.
And yeah, this movie has more let's congregate in the forest and build a village than killing Nazis.
It's Ed Zwick, so I know lots of horrible things are going to happen to these people. It's going to be really sad and epic.
Yeah, terrible things happen, and people die, and there's a very heavy-handed story.
People's asses get eaten.
There's a part that's really sad where Elliot from E.T. gets tangled in some barbed wire and gunned down by Nazis. It's very sad.
I thought that was hilarious.
No!
But there's always some ass-hat reviewer that they've got to throw something on the cover. Like Daniel Craig gives the performance of his career. Pete Hammond, Hollywood.com.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Like, you're such an asshole.
How do we get on boxes with our taglines?
I don't know, man, but we need to start coming up with some really great taglines.
This movie made me shit my pants. It's like, is that a good or bad?
I think Terry Knowles actually gave that tagline already to something.
No, it says stuff like, got my geek juices flowing.
Yes, there you go.
Yoko, love this.
Oh.
Single tear shed from my eye. Or something like
what
that.
What did he call it, Terminator Salvation? He had to hold on to the flaming turd that was the review.
Right. You know what? It wasn't that bad. He's given a lot worse movies good reviews. So he something else was going on. He had an agenda, I think.
I think he has some, like, McGee hate or something. Because, you know, I hate McGee, but even I said that, you know, I didn't like it, but it wasn't terrible.
Right. You know what? McGee's the last guy I would have picked to direct the movie. I don't think in any way his direction didn't bother me or anything.
No.
I think the script could have been a lot better. And unfortunately, in this day and age, they greenlight movies without scripts, you know?
Yeah, the script was the problem. Not McGee,
really.
And it wasn't the effects problem either, you know?
No. I actually kind of dug The Harvester. I thought that was kind of cool.
I love the sound of it. And then I started thinking about it, and it reminded me of the sound from War of the Worlds, the Spielberg version.
Oh, yeah.
That,
what I did find a little bizarre about The Harvester is the gigantic diesel exhaust.
That was CGI artists just being clever.
Yeah, like so if the Terminators run on nuclear power... Why does The Harvester run on diesel?
I can't believe, I just thought of this.
Because they're
you know,
early
We're
versions.
Talking about how G.I. Joe has so much CGI in it. How has no one coined it CGI Joe yet? Come on.
Oh, dude, you know the moment the reviews come out, somebody's going to do it.
CGI do Joe it much?
That makes two of us.
All right, so Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog has been an Amazon.com exclusive for a long time until this week.
Nice.
Finally coming out for everyone to buy in retail.
Shrinkage.
Everyone says it's the most fantastic thing ever, and I haven't
watched
it yet.
Guess what? It's not, but it's enjoyable.
Yeah, it's got NPH in it.
And Nathan Fillion.
It's got Nathan Fillion. Have you seen
Felicia Day, who's cute as a button?
And by the way, Bill, have you seen the Green Lantern trailer?
No.
Someone did a fan video of Green Lantern with Nathan Fillion in it.
They
took like pieces of them from different shows or movies, you know, like Firefly and stuff, and they put it with Green Lantern animated people or whatever, CGI, and they made
Why do people insist on doing that shit?
Because they're huge nerds. That's why. Whoever did this, they did a really good job, and it looks like they spent a lot of time on it, but the guy is a friggin' nerd, all right?
And it's kind of pathetic.
And
well,
really,
it is pathetic.
I mean, it would be neat if there was a Green Lantern movie with, Nathan Fillion.
Playing Hal Jordan?
But really, this guy spent a lot of time on something that's just kind of like, okay, you know.
Yeah, it's that why kind of thing.
Exactly. Okay.
Biggest disappointment, Ogre becoming a nerd at the end of Nerds in Paradise.
Yeah, you know what? That's when, I'm sorry.
Jump the shark.
Yep.
No, that's when Revenge of the Nerds nuke the fridge.
Yes.
Jump the Shark's only TV shows. Nuke the fridge movies, right?
Yes, you're correct.
Gotcha.
There's no rules. I'm just making
there's
that
there's
shit up.
Semantics. Somebody seriously needs to give that lady a shot of like Dilaudid, like Heather Graham and Drugstore Cowboy.
Nice.
All right, next DVD, Eddie Murphy, Delirious, 25th Anniversary Edition.
Hilarious. I think.
I can't believe it's been 25 years. That's
yep.
Wow.
Okay.
Was that the one where he talks about McDonald's and house burgers?
Yes.
I love that. That is great.
This is the one where he wears the red leather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on with his outfit, but that's really funny stand-up.
Well, in the other one he did, he wore black leather, I think, but this is the red leather one.
There is Delirious, and what's the other one, Steven?
Don't know. You're going to ask? I can't think of it.
Go back to Rest in Your Eyes.
I don't remember.
He'll think of it eventually. All right, next DVD. He's just not that into you.
What?
He's just not that into you.
Yes, he is.
No, honestly, he's just not that into you.
Now, is this... Okay, it's a chick flick, right? But it's got some cute chicks in it, so maybe watch it?
Yeah, it's got Kevin Connolly, who's a really cute chick.
Oh, yeah, he's great on Entourage.
Yeah. Adorable. Drew Barrymore, Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Connelly, Scarlett Johansson. Jennifer Goodwin. Ben Affleck, who's adorable.
Jennifer Goodwin, I think, is very cute.
You know what's so crazy about her is that she was so geeky and awkward on Ed.
Yeah.
And now she's, like, hot.
And she's smoking hot on Big Love.
Yeah.
Crunk up.
Don't do that.
It was Eddie Murphy Raw.
Yeah.
Raw. There you go, Steven.
See, we should have just waited and not even talked.
Well, Steven's on like a 30-second delay.
Nice. But this sounds like a good movie, Bill.
Oh, yeah. It sounds so good that it's too good for me to watch.
I'm really into Star Trek.
Something I never knew existed, Highlander, the complete animated series.
Huh?
Really?
What? Who?
Yeah, it says there can only be one. Okay. 700 years after the Great Catastrophe, post-apocalyptic Earth is ruled by the evil, immortal Kortan. But now there has arisen a new champion, a young immortal who will fulfill the ancient prophecy and bring peace to Earth. His name is Quentin McLeod. and he is the Highlander.
Oh, give me a break. Quentin McCloud? Who's naming these friggin' McClouds already?
The ultimate fight between good and evil begins as Quentin embarks on a perilous quest to regain the knowledge that will allow him to destroy Cortan. Isn't Cortan a medication?
I think so.
Yeah. But I had no idea this existed. It
was in
1994. I am
Quentin McCloud of the Clan McCloud, and I cannot die. But you know what? Whenever you're going to reboot any series or do an animated, it should always be post-apocalyptic, I think.
Yeah, I think it makes everything better.
Post-apocalyptic.
Because then you can do pretty much anything.
You know, I heard that there are
mutations and shit.
Fox has had a lot of really good ideas lately, and one of them is to remake Alien, the first one. Ridley Scott's Alien.
Oh, that's genius.
Yeah, but they should set it in a post-apocalyptic environment.
Post-apocalyptic space?
Yes, post-apocalyptic space! Yes! Post-apocalyptic space. Well, basically, it's a floating junkyard outside the ship.
Yeah, they could. Well, they could have it on the junk planet from Terminator, or not Terminator, but Transformers the movie.
You know, a lot of people were extremely upset over this remake, and I was just like, guys, who cares anymore? Seriously.
Yeah, exactly. Just watch the original.
Just watch the original.
It doesn't exist.
You don't have to go see this. Here's the thing, though. We're all gonna go see it. You know why? We can't help it. We've been programmed. We're all automatons.
Awesome.
It's inevitable. Right. It's all Alan Wilson. We can't stop it.
We've all been programmed by Alan Wilson.
Well, no, really?
Really? Yep. Exactly.
My choice for DVD of the week, just because it has the best title ever, Monstered.
Monstered.
Yes. It's it has a big turd-like hands coming out of the toilet, and it says, "Don't get caught with your pants down."
Is this true? Because if it is, I don't know how to react.
Yes. When escaped serial killer Jack Schmidt dies a mysterious death.
Jack Schmidt?
Jack Schmidt, yes.
Oh, wow.
He dies a mysterious death in the city's sewage treatment plant. Deep, dark trouble comes to town. A horrifying accident in a nearby genetic research laboratory results in the bloodthirsty killer's resurrection, and soon using the country sewer system as his underground lair, Schmidt exacts his odious revenge on frightened townfolk.
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. And Jack left town.
Yeah, Jack shit. Yes, that's what it should have been called.
Wow. I don't have words.
The back of this thing says, "This is the thriller that does for toilets what Psycho did for showers."
What? Hey, can I ask?
Wow. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Out of the toilet and into your nightmares.
The guy travels through toilets.
Yes.
I think he watched that
you
Shocker.
Know, if I was taking a dump on the toilet and a killer started coming through, it's like, the joke's on you, dude. Because what's coming out of my body right now, you're the victim, all right? Flush.
Well, when I was a kid, I was deathly afraid of ghoulies in my toilet.
Ghoulies?
This is just absurd.
You remember the ghoulie coming out of the toilet?
Yeah.
That was the cover of the friggin'...
That was
a gold image.
I never saw the movie as a kid. All I had to do was walk through the video store and see that cover.
It's like, there's a friggin' ghoulies can come out of the toilet and claw up my ass.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. When I would sit on the toilet, I would actually leave enough room in front so that I could look down in the toilet while I was going to the bathroom.
Who would win in a fight between ghoulies, critters, and gremlins, you think?
Oh, ghoulies would kick their ass.
I don't know. Critters could shoot those darts. And gremlins are so mischievous.
What about the Puppet Master puppets?
Oh, that leech woman chick always creeped me out.
What? Yeah, the guy with the pinhead.
What was the other, the weird kind of one with the trench coat kind of puppet?
Yeah, the dude with the hat and the trench coat. I don't remember.
Awesome.
I just remember watching all those movies in one night and laughing my ass off.
going to remake Puppet Master? Come on.
I think it's the perfect time for it.
Puppet Master.
Monstered.
Wow, they weren't even trying with that one.
Speaking of Puppet Masters, Puppet Master, The Legacy, is coming to DVD.
Blaster, blaster! Yes, listen to the law!
Oh, my God.
Puppet Master!
Puppet Master, listen to the law. And it's got a cover with all the puppets and silhouettes with the dude with the hat and the trench coat.
Awesome! That dude, he... Wow.
Here
now
he
the legacy it. Can be told.
20 men enter, only him leave.
That's such a bad line. He didn't pull that off, did he?
No, I think. You know, I think George Miller was just tired at that point.
He's just like, just
Steven.
Cut, print it, whatever, dude. I'm tired.
Yeah,
we're in the
let's just get
desert
over.
Already.
All right, next DVD, Retarded. Get it? Retarded.
Is this from the same guy who did the other movie?
Monstered.
And Retarded.
Yeah, this is actually the sequel to Monstered.
Is this, okay,
Retarded,
is this Retarded Zombies, Bill?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
what the hell? You can't go there, filmmakers.
Yeah, evil has come to the Butte County Institute of Special Education.
God, this is so bad.
And its students will never be the same.
Oh, man.
After surviving a battle to the death with his own monstrous creation, the Monster, Dr. Stern returns to continue his horrible research. Armed with a fatal hyper-intelligent serum, the Mad Doctor turns a quiet community into an army of flesh-eating zombies.
Tiny, smelly, and dirty.
Oh, my God.
So is this... What company is making this? Is someone trying to rival Troma Films or something?
I... God, I have no idea, but I'm just... disgusted.
Yeah.
It says it's by Midnight Releasing, so I don't know who that is.
They probably have pretty high standards.
Out of Tempe, Arizona, so you know how big filmmaking is there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think I'm going to skip these flicks, Bill.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm
going to resist the lore of the Monster.
The Monster, wow. It's just like, no. It could, wow.
Can't.
Wow, you know what? You smell like a... Look at your ass.
All right, and last DVD, an actual film, Revolutionary Road, with Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Kate Winslet. Does she get naked in it?
God, you know what? I don't think so.
Boo!
Yeah, I know. She gets naked and everything else.
I really...
You know, I'm probably wrong. She probably does... get naked in this.
I really like Kate Winslet. She's very talented, and I think she's very pretty, too.
Yeah, I suffered through about a half an hour of this before I had to turn it off.
So it's like a slow cooker?
It's a fucking crock pot. I mean, it's just... It's
not that exciting.
That lady loved it!
Obviously, there's something wrong with her.
It scared me.
And that's DVDs for this week.
All right, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs. I can't wait to see Monstered.
Retarded.
Or Retarded.
Wow.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Thank you. Good night. Okay. Here all week, try the veal. And see.
Good Lord, man! All right, everybody, that was episode 165 of Nowhere in Mulberry, the show that you're listening to right now.
Quite a monster itself.
Wow, yeah.
I thought it was awfully retarded.
It didn't turn out too well live this week. We went back to our roots and did it non-live. What's the opposite of live? We did it
non-live,
dead.
It's recorded.
Yeah, live tape.
It's record dead. Wow. It's just no. Wow. All right. If you'd like to reach us, go to nimpodcast@gmail.com and send us an email. Or send us a voicemail at 1206-202-3491, much like Rick.
Sorry if I hurt your feelings. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay, Rick. We forgive you.
We love you anyways, Rick.
Go to nowhereinmulberry.com and you can find links, plural.
You can find Link from Zelda?
Yes. You can find lemurs and Octoroks, too. You can find links to our forum and Mulberry Old School, which does work. Trust me. Just try it again. In fact, I changed the link, just the RSS feed. Just right-click that MP3 file, save it to your folder, and listen to it and enjoy it. And you know what the best part about this, Bill? When people are telling me, hey, I tried to download this, it didn't work, it's telling me that people are trying to listen to old episodes of the show, and that's really cool.
That's amazing.
Someone said, I was trying to download episode 75, and it wasn't working. So I was like, let me try. So I downloaded episode 75, and it worked, and I was listening to it, and it was the episode where we talk about the retarded guy Brady on 24, and I was like, I forgot all about this, and I re-listened to it, and I was laughing my ass off.
Yeah, thank God he wasn't retarded.
Jack Bauer. Yeah, he retarded. Wow. That's just bad.
I still think that Brady's going to be back some season as the main villain.
I really hope so. But is there any coming back from that when in your IMDb page has that movie? Like, is there any coming back?
No, I don't think there was ever any arriving.
Now, another thing is, you know, Ustream didn't work tonight. I'm going to figure out what the problem is, and we'll be live next Friday. Even if we never get Ustream working again, we'll be on some other service, and just join us in the chat room. We'll figure it out, okay? And I apologize to everyone who tried to listen to the show live. It really sucks, and it really blows, because...
There's a lot of people that really love listening to the show live.
It sucks and blows. It does. It sucks and blows, much like Lisa Rinna.
How to give a...
Is that just not right or what?
I think that vacuum's wrong.
Well, no, really?
Have you seen the size of that woman's lips?
Those suckers they actually had to go and fix them because they were exploded.
They have actual mechanical moving parts.
With a D11 inverse router, we may be able to backtrace the signal.
Yeah.
Nanobots.
It's got nanobots in her lips.
How to give a...
Slam it!
Oh. Okay, I figured it out here. Lisa Rinna's gigantic lips are the smoke monster on Lost.
That's what the smoke monster wants.
Exactly. I don't know what that means, but exactly.
Yes.
I give a good job.
Whoa, Annie. No, we don't ever have to talk about her again. Now
that
those are
sex
very
party.
Important in a relationship.
So, anyway, that's the show. I'm glad we did the show again. It was kind of weird at the beginning, not knowing what to do. I mean, I was really freaking out. I was like, what the hell is going on? I finished everything on time.
That's why I was trying not to upset you. Like, I would just be like, okay, it's bad. And then I just let you go for a while and go, it's still bad. Like, I didn't want to get you too upset. Like, I know it's bad. Shut up.
Well, now we can just revert. Just do it old school.
Yeah. I mean, I had to, like, let's just record the show and do it.
Yeah.
So we'll be back next week talking about all sorts of great shows. What is there next week? I don't know, but we're going to talk about it.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to watch a lot of shitty television, I'll tell you that much. We're going to have stuff to talk about.
There's more So You Think You Can Dance.
And I hope if I get to see Drag Me to Hell or Up or something like that, we'll talk about it next week.
Definitely.
We're going to need somebody to call in and give us their review of Monsterd.
Rick?
Yeah, Rick. Yeah. You can call in and give that to us. Can you do that, Rick? I don't know.
Sorry if I hurt your feelings.
No, you didn't hurt my feelings.
Sorry.
It's okay, Rick.
I don't know if it has an Australian release.
Well, he could download it online. He said he uses BitTorrent. Oh, no.
So basically, Eugene is sleeping right here when he calls.
Yes, he calls.
dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get to this thing called life. Like the word life means forever. That's a mighty long time. I'm here to tell you there's something else. The afterworld. A never-ending world of peace and happiness where you can always see the sun.
It just keeps going. Day, it never stops.
Day, all night.
I like he does the echo.
When you call up the drink in Beverly Hills, you know the dawn doctor, everything's going to be all right.
What? Is he even saying words there?
You want to see how much of your time is left.
Because I never knew the lyrics to this
part. Just ask him how much of your mind, baby. Because there's life. Things are much harder than in the afterworld.
I want him to sing Darling Nikki.
There's life.
There you go.
You're on your own.
Whoa.
The elevator tries to break you down.
Oh, my God.
Raspberry beret.
He doesn't know raspberry beret.
He ran out of lyrics.
You're fine in a second.
Hand store. You know what I liked is that Sheena Easton one. You got the look.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Phone. Oh, crap.
Do you remember how hot Sheena Easton was back in the day?
Oh, my gosh. What about, like, in Purple Rain, Apollonia?
Yeah, but I remember there was this... Sheena Easton did, like, this Bally's Fitness or something commercial. I was just like...
Yes!
Good times, man.
Those Bally's Fitness commercials were dangerous
Bill,
back then.
Next week, YouTube, the break. We need some Sheena Easton commercial.
Absolutely.
And by the way...
Did she even do, like, a 30-minute workout type thing?
Yeah, I think so. And she did some kind of hair dryer commercial, too, didn't she, Steven?
Jeez, I don't remember all of it.
She
had
a
lot
of things going on. She was also Sonny Crockett's wife on Miami Vice for, like, a couple weeks or something.
I bet you she's scary ugly now.
No way. All right, well, that's the show, everybody. See you next week.
Yep, okay.
Is commonly known in the medical community as a face off.
Okay, forget I asked.
Opponent.